Delta Panthers four. Grab your snacks and a frosty beverage to get ready to cheer the Panthers on to victory. And now, here's the voice of the Delta Panthers, Mark Panther.
Welcome to Panther Gym, Delta High School, and your Delta Panthers get ready to face the Steamboat Springs Sailors. I'm Mark Canner, along with Vaughn Mitchell. And Vaughn, I think everyone at the Panther Gym is excited for the first home game of the season.
Thanks, Mark. I know I am. Friday the 13th in January. Are you kidding me? It's about time we played a home game.
Taylor Summers is leading the team in points per game after her outstanding freshman campaign, but I look for her to do a lot more as the season goes on, Vaughn. Also, based on my small sample size, it seems like Kylie Huff's really kicked her game up a notch and could be a real force inside this season.
Well, Kylie is leading them in rebounding at 4.7 boards a game. Taylor, a little over 8 points a game, leading them in scoring. And those are some young kids. So, I mean, one of the great things about these girls is kind of like that volleyball team that just went to state. Ellie was the oldest kid. Ellie Ames was the oldest one on that team. And so you got some youngsters out here learning the ways of the Panthers. And I look for good stuff. I think they'll just keep getting better and improving.
Steamboat's 5-5 on the season, led to scoring by sophomore Millette Van Barklum and senior Belize Berry, who both average a little over 5 points a game, while Keston Smith is strong off the glass, averaging 10 boards a contest. So I think it's going to be a pretty good game. I think we are probably the better team, but, you never know if you get on the court.
Well, that's it. It's all just up until it starts. And it's going to start here pretty quick, thankfully, about 4.5 minutes from the tip.
So we'll take a quick break. You'll hear from head coach Kyle Crowder in the interview I did with him. We'll be right back. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
What? You can combine your home and auto. Just like you'll guess. That's right. Good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. Farm agent Gary Wire is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Gary Wire will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, tip is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
I'm here with Girls Head Coach Kyle Crowder. Kyle, the girls posted a solid victory against the clearly emotional Illinois squad, 47-33 on Saturday. When we talked before the game, we discussed the girls' ability to close out games, and if things got a little tight in the fourth quarter, it seemed like a switch was flipped, and the girls went to another level in ensuring the W.
Yeah, I thought there was a lot of things that we did in the fourth quarter in that game that we didn't really do in some of the other games. Kind of the mid-range jump shot kind of felt like we got that kind of sealed it for us. You know, we had 3 or 4 different goals, hit some kind of short-range jumps, and when we see the ball go in the hole, I know that we play better on the defensive end. So we just got to find a way to hit some of those shots. And, I feel like our shot selection is really good. I mean, I don't feel like that we force a lot of shots. I feel like every shot that we take, it has a chance going in. And I thought the judge did a really good job of that. But then also, we're getting better defensively. We're getting a little better about boxing out. We're trying to do some of the little things, which eventually is going to become a big thing for us. And I think it's going to... I just see this team really growing from here forward.
Taylor Summers, Kylie Huff, Tatum Miller, and Ellie Ames all had solid scoring games. They all scored about the same amount of points. And Huff and Summers looked pretty solid off the glass. They led the teams in rebounding. It felt like the chemistry was there throughout the game, and they really came together as a team, I thought, in this game.
Yeah, I agree. I think there was a lot of things that, the kids are getting better. We talked about it. We watched film yesterday as a team. And, talking about how we were seeing people and getting the ball where it needed to be, like our chemistry is definitely growing. And, these are girls that have played together for as long as they have, but, it's still just a little bit new compared to what it's been the last couple of years. So, I think that those girls, Kylie is really just packing the stats in. I mean, she's filling up every box, and Ellie's filling up every box, and Taylor. So we've got a lot of kids that are doing a lot of things. Beyond the scoring, I mean, it's the rebounding and the assists and the steals and, just taking care of the ball. I think there's a lot of things that we're doing better now than we were even before Christmas. And I know there's still a lot of room for improvement. But yeah, that team chemistry part, I think we came a long way this weekend. You know, even losing that one game on Friday, I felt like Saturday we were even better, and I feel like that we're going to play really well this week.
Before we talk about Steamboat, real quick, I wanted to comment on the Classy Show support for the Mean Moose Nation with the hashtag Mean Moose warm-up shirts. Whose idea was that?
That was my wife's idea for sure. You know, we talked about things that we could do, you know, doing a ribbon, doing a color thing, doing something. You know, but my wife decided that was something that we needed to do. So her and I put those shirts together. She cut them out on a little Cricut, and then we ironed them on the shirts. And so a couple of trips to Walmart, finding some stuff, and we were able to get those things done for the kids.
So Steamboat is 5-5 with most of their losses coming against bigger schools, with the exception of a tournament loss against Denison and a home loss to Rifle in their first league contest. Obviously, we're not as familiar with the Sailors as we are with some of the other league teams, so how do we match up from what you've seen?
So far, you know, just kind of looking at scores, I think that we're going to have a real good chance of winning this game. I think that I've seen a little film on them, and I think that we're definitely a more athletic team than that. I feel like that our depth, you know, even now is getting better. You know, we're playing 10 kids, and we can get up and down the floor with those 10 kids. You know, I think this is really going to be a show of what the league has to offer. And, you know, after this weekend, we'll really know kind of about where we stand. And Coleridge has got a really good winning record, and they look like they're a pretty solid team. But, you know, I think that we could definitely go in this weekend and assert ourselves as a team to beat for this league. And hopefully we're just going to continue to get better, be a little more consistent offensively. And, I think the rest is going to kind of fall from there.
Sounds good, Cal. Good luck. Thanks.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Cantor, Vaughn Mitchell back with you here in the Panther Den. And it's time for starting lineups here, Vaughn. And we will actually take a look at the entire lineup for the Delta Panthers, starting with the non-starters. Number 3, Paige Kaybier. Number 4, Bailey Wilson. Number 13, Breezy Huff. Number 15, Brayden Allberg, and number 13, Adrie Frazier, the starters for your Panthers. Number 2, Aubrey Frazier. Number 10, Ellie Ames. Number 11, Kylie Huff. Number 12, Taylor Summers. And number 14, Tatum Miller.
Now the starters for Steamboat 3.
The non-starters for Steamboat. Number 2, Raina Bumbersky. Number 4, Shefton Stanhope.
Number
11, Kenna Harrison. Number 21, Zoe Beckner. Number 22, Haley Bender. Number 23, Olivia Warren. Number 24, Catherine LaRocque. Number 25, Kayla Kemry. And number 33, Belize Berry. The starters, number 4, Kaylin Anderson. Number 5, Tyler King. Number 14, Naomi Baumgartner. Number 30, Millette Van Bartlem. And number 32, Sadie Hartman. So looking at the starting lineup for the Sailors, the only senior that they have in the starting lineup is... Actually, I'm not sure they have a senior in the starting lineup. They do not. They're all underclassmen, which is kind of odd to me.
Yeah, that's a young team as well. Dan Markwood leading them in scoring. She's just a best grader. And then you got Kesson Ellis, which is also a junior, I believe. So, yeah, the two main producers are not even a senior. They're a young group as well. So, a lot of teams in the middle these days. A lot of teams trying to get it going, a lot of programs trying to get it going.
The Steamboat Springs girls led by head coach Maggie Crouch. The Delta girls have
of course, led by Kyle Crowder. And doing this for a little while.
Out been on a good streak. Here at Delta, close to the Hotchkiss boys before we came down to Delta. And since he's been here, I mean, they have been nonstop winning. There hadn't been anybody who hardly touched them around here. They had to get to the playoffs. In fact, that was probably one of the bigger issues for them over the last few years was they just walked through the league so easily that when we get over to state or we get over to a regional game, they're seeing competition and a physicality that they haven't often seen in the Western Slope League. But he graduated Eric Okuda.
He did.
And that's a lot of numbers on the stat sheet right there.
It is, and I still think they're kind of trying to figure out a way to replace her production. Ellie Ames does a good job of it. And Kylie Huff, she's coming around underneath. So.
Well, you got some good ones out here. Little Fraser, Avery Fraser. We got Aubrey playing here in the starting lineup. Special shout-out to her grandparents here today. And Ellie getting ready for the jump ball. So, good little squad, young kid.
Tip-off brought to you by Taco Time, and Delta's going to control the tip. Aubrey Fraser now will bring it across the time stretch. Gets it to Ames at the top of the key. Ames moves to her right. Ames kind of directing traffic there. Gets it off to Summers. Summers now will look in.
Debo's opening up in man-to-man right here. So, Delta running a little flex against them. Looking for some layups and coming off the down screen here, Ellie Ames.
She's got the ball at the top of the key. Now gets it over to Fraser. Good ball movement here on the perimeter by Delta as they just keep kind of rotating between players with the ball. Now Summers looking to drive. They go underneath to Aubrey Fraser. Delta's on the board 2-0.
Nice patient possession right there, about 45 seconds of clock.
Baumgartner, they try to work it inside, and Delta is going to come up with a steal. Summers back the other direction, Delta moving right to left. This one's going to go to Fraser. Fraser can't get it to go, rebound Huff. Kylie can't get that hook back to go, and Steamboat comes up with the rebound. Ben Markland brings it up. Now they're going to work it around the perimeter on Lady Sailors. Ball nearly tipped away by Delta, but Steamboat gets it back. Shot no good. Saved by number, I think that's number 4, Anderson.
Back in the half court, Steamboat just picking up. Half court man right here. Tatum Miller running the point for the Panthers.
There are actually 2 number 4s on this roster here for Steamboat. As Delta works it underneath to Frazier, who can't get it to go high off the glass. Rebound Delta. Miller now from the outside dribbles in the paint. Shot is good. So I think number 4 for the Sailors is Ellis Stanhope. Keston Ellis Stanhope.
They're letting him play a little bit physical here right off the bat. First home game. Let him get a little chubby there out at the half court mark.
We got physical down in Alamosa for the girls, too, to the point where, you got up to that point where you're not sure are the refs going to lose control of the game or not. They didn't, luckily, and, felt able to come away with a victory down there. Ames with the steal up ahead to Summers. Summers off the glass, no good. Loose ball and out of bounds off of Delta.
Delta is showing a little 2-2-1 press here. Trapping up front. They got it.
Van Barkum slipped as she was bringing it up. And
the officiating crew here giving the jump ball. Possession's going to go to Steamboat Springs. 4-0. Delta's up. 5:45 left in the first.
Van Barkum's going to step out. Something happened to her hand when she slipped. So I don't know if she got stepped on or what happened there. But looks like Warren into the game for her. Delta's going to come up with another steal under the basket up ahead to Huff. Kylie gets the hoop of the horn.
Ellie Ames, a nice little dish ahead right there. Got her second assist.
So Kylie going for the end one here. Can't get it off the front of the iron. Rebound Delta. Miller from the right side. Back out to Ames. Ames now back out to Huff. Huff with a little ball. Fake works it in. Now back out to Ames for three. No good. Rebound Delta. And it looks like Miller may have taken an elbow to the face and lost the ball. So Steamboat trying to work the ball up the court, and they're going to be called for a backcourt violation.
Third turnover for Steamboat so far. Tatum took a little shot to the face right there. No worse for the wear. She's a fairly tough individual.
Very scrappy. Summers to Huff on the right side. Now Huff dribbles baseline, kicks it back out to Ames. Ames now dribbles in. She tries to work it inside to Huff, and Kylie gets the bucket, and Delta leads 8-0. Steamboat works it in. Now they kick it back out to, I believe, Anderson. Anderson puts it up. Shot no good. Rebound Steamboat. Put back no good. Rebound again by Steamboat. That shot no good. Delta comes up with a rebound. Ames in transition up ahead to Summers. Summers gets the short jumper.
Ellie Ames, the waitress in this game. Delta's got 5 field goals, and Ellie has assisted on 4 of them.
Steamboat's going to call a timeout, and we will also take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
One shop at Within Shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Canner and Vaughn Mitchell back with you. And Steamboat will bring the ball up. On the perimeter now, that's Anderson. They work it in to number 25, Kemri. Kemri can't get it to go off the glass.
Like this for Mark.
So Steamboat will inbound after the foul by Huff, and we're going to get some substitutions for Delta now.
Dion platoon subbing right here by Kyle Crowder. Ellie Ames, the only Panther to stay on the floor. And a host of new ones. Freezy Huff here. The sister's getting a chance to play. I bet Lex wishes she could be out there with them.
I bet she does. Braden Allberg's on the floor, as is Avery Frazier. That shot, no good. Rebound by Delta. Huff out in front, under the basket. Lay-in is good. Delta leads 12-0 now here, as Steamboat turns the ball over again, and Ames brings it back. Breezy, long-range jumper for two.
This is unbelievable. Delta's got 7 field goals. Ellie Ames has assisted on 6 of them. I haven't seen 6 assists in a first quarter in a long time.
Top of the key is Anderson for the Sailors. They get it around to Stanhope. Now they work it inside to Kemri. Her shot is good.
Avoiding the shutout. We've got 2 touchdowns to a safety now.
3 minutes left in the first. It's 14-2.
Unbelievable. Steamboat's back in a 2-3 zone now. They made an adjustment there at timeout. Delta also opened it in 2-3. There goes Breezy Huff.
Her shot's no good. Ball's going to go out of bounds off of Steamboat. So Delta will maintain possession. Ames calling out the inbound play. She's being patient. Lobs it into Breezy. To Allberg in the center of the lane. She kicks it back out. They get it around. Wilson to Breezy to Ames. Ames at the top of the key now. Underneath the Allberg shot is no. She's hammered. She'll go to the line for 2 free throws.
Nice pass by Ellie. Really facilitating from the top right there.
Free throws brought to you by Modern Appliance Company.
Ellie's stat stuffer supreme right here, in the words of Dickie Vitale. She's already got 4 boards, 6 assists, and a steal. Braden Allbirds with the free throw, not good yet. Tata Miller to check back in for Delta. Ellie Ames is going to take a breather now. Those were some good minutes. Played about 5.5 minutes right there and really filled up the stat sheet. Second shot from Allbirds, no good. And Steamboat comes up with the rebound. Van Barklem will bring it up. Over to Anderson. That one's knocked away by Miller. Up ahead to Breezy. Breezy as it goes through her hands and out of bounds. First turnover for the Panthers. 2:22 left in the first. Delta leads 15-2, and it looks like Baumgartner's going to check back in for Steamboat. Ben Barklem will bring it up. Delta really packing it in at 2-3. Tatum so quick, she got a deflection up top there. Pretty tough guard set. I mean, and Kyle's had that for many years. When you think back to Missa Webb being up top there, she was a nightmare for other ball handlers. And now you got Tatum Miller. Part of that. Another deflection, almost got a steal right there, Mark. Hartman checked back in for Steamboat. And the inbound again. This one's nearly knocked away again, but they're able to come up with it. Shot rims in and out by number 5, King, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Steamboat. So Delta will have possession. Tatum's going to run the point. Pretty wide open 2-3 here. Tatum could take that thing right down the middle. Off from the right elbow all the way up to Allbirds. Shot's no good. Fight for the Leafs. Rebound. And it's going to go out of bounds off of Steamboat. Adri Fraser in there on her tiptoe. She's tall. She's got a wingspan, too. Lefty, Adri, Lefty Fraser right there. Wilson gets it in the left corner. She'll bring it out, gets it to Miller at the top of the key. Miller looking to drive. Runner in the lane, no good. Rebound Delta. Adri Fraser is fouled on the rebound. Are they going to say that was on the floor? Is she going to the line? Looks like she's going to the line. That was going to be called on Cambry. So Adri will have two Modern Appliance Company free throws. She'll miss the first. Delta's 1-4 so far from the stripe. Boy, you get these chances. You got to knock them in. It doesn't look like they're getting a whole lot of resistance here tonight, but just working on your own game. 1-5. So Steamboat has the ball after the rebound. Then Barklem will bring it up. Gets it ahead to Kemri. Now they work it back to Barklem on the left side. Three ball, no good. Rebound by Hopp. Breezy has to go out of bounds off her hands. She can't believe it. Inbound goes to Hartman. They go back to Hartman now, and now Van Barklem. Van Barklem loses the ball. Allbirds up ahead to Miller. Miller, left-handed lay-in, no good. Rebound by Allbirds, back out to Wilson. Bailey, no good on that jumper. Rebound Fraser. This one's going to be knocked out of bounds by Van Barklem. So Delta will inbound with 1:08 left in the first. Goes to Miller. Miller going to drive the lane. Tries to get it underneath the pass to Fraser. Adrian with the shoe. Nice penetration by Tatum. Miller right there. Weaving in and out of traffic and just deftly lobbed that one right over the head of the last in line there. Nice assist. Hartman up to Baumgartner, back to Hartman. Hartman at the top, back to tries to go to Van Barklem, and it's going to go over her head and out of bounds into the Delta bench. 43 seconds left here in the first. Delta lead 17-2. Breezy will bring it up. Tough over to Miller. Miller. Now they go underneath to Fraser. Adrian with the bucket. Braden with the assist right there. I like how these Panthers are playing. 19 points, and they got 8 assists. 8 assisted buckets. Baumgartner gets the shooter's bounce there, and it's only Steamboat's 4th point of the game. Wilson from the right side. Back to Miller. Miller just in front of the free throw line. Excuse me, behind the free throw line. It's good.
Then Larkin to bring it up. Lob pass to Hartman. Shot is no good at the buzzer. So at the end of one, Delta leads 21-4. We'll take a break and come back with the second quarter. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at DeltaCabinetCompany.com.
The Delta Cabinet Company is your family
and
community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent, keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Back here in the Panther Den, Mark Kenner, Vaughn Mitchell getting ready to start the second quarter here. Delta leads 24-4. Delta with possession. Starters back in, it looks like. Ames to Wilson. Wilson's the only non-starter that's in there now. As they're trying to work it around the perimeter, it's going to go out of bounds off of Steamboat, so Delta maintains possession.
Good little offensive set. The Panthers are running against Steamboat's 2-3 zone, yielding lots of inside looks. They haven't really even had to rely on any kind of jump shooting game at all.
Ball knocked back out of bounds by Steamboat and Hartman. So Ames will try to inbound once again. It's like it's Ames, Breezy Huff, Bailey Wilson, and Aubrey Frazier on the floor right now, and Taylor Summers for the Panthers. Three ball from Wilson, no good. Rebound by Bomberski. Over to Van Blarkum to bring it up. He's across the time stripe. To Ellis Stanhope. Now they work it around the perimeter again. Back to Ellis Stanhope. And now Anderson back out to Hartman. Now back to Hartman at the top.
Mark, I'm just going to say it. I think Bomberski is one of the coolest last names I've heard in quite a while.
I would agree with you.
If that girl's a three-shooter, I mean, this thing is just made for television.
So turnover back to Delta. Summers bringing it up. To Ames. Long skip pass to Wilson. Wilson back to Summers at the top. Loses the handle. Gets in the lane. Shot no good. Rebound by Wilson. Thought she might have been fouled. It wasn't called, but Delta has the ball. Wilson left elbow. Dribbles in. Stops. Pops. No good. Delta
nice play. Breezy Huff.
Huff's going to get the save. Shot no good. Rebound Delta. Delta still has the ball. Huff. Out to Ames. Ames for three.
Good.
Oh, I thought it was going to be good there. Sailed wide, and there's going to be a foul called on the floor on Bailey Wilson.
Delta extending the pressure. Now they're up 21-4. They're going a little 1-2-2 full court here.
Excuse me, that's Frazier that was called for the foul.
Ooh.
As Breezy gets the steal, they go to Ames. Jumper from about 15 is good. Belly's first points of the game. A Steamboat just battling their way across the line. Shot's no good. Rebound Delta. That's Ames up ahead to Wilson now. Wilson left elbow. Stop. Three ball. No good.
Not in balance. Did not have a feet under her.
But Wilson gets the ball back. Gets it over to Breezy Huff. Breezy back to Ames at the top. Huff. They work it. Try to work it into Summers back out to Ames. Ames to Wilson now underneath to Frazier, who bounces it off of her foot. And Steamboat comes up with the ball.
I'll tell you what I like, Mark. 5 minutes. I mean, we got 5:45 left here in the second quarter, but that's only Delta's third turnover. That's decent. Of course, they're not getting a whole lot of pressure tonight. They could slice this one any way they want.
Steamboat around the perimeter. And now they work it inside, nearly have it stolen. They get it back out. Van Blarkum for three is no good. And rebound by Ames. Up ahead by Huff. Breezy has it knocked away and out of bounds.
LA's already got 6 rebounds to go with her 6 assists. Wholesale substitutions for the Panthers as Miller, Alberg, Kylie Huff, and Idri Frazier back into the game. Craig Ames will be the lone pick-to-picker. Nice pass from Ellie. There's a 6-7. And Miller with the bucket. This one's going to be stolen by Miller. Excuse me, Alberg with the bucket as Miller is there trying to steal the inbound. And Timo needs to get this across the line. This one's nearly knocked away again, and Huff comes up with it. Kylie gets it to Alberg. Alberg now dribbling. Now Ames underneath to Miller. Miller off the glass. It's good. Ellie Ames with her 8th assist, that little rascal. She's about to get a steal there. It ends up in the hands of Huff, who gets it off. Elijah Burns assist off her forehead right there. She's up to 9. That girl's going to have a double-double by halftime. Looks like Steamboat going to call the timeout, and we'll take a break as well. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Canner, Ron Mitchell back with you here. Delta leads 29-4 with 4:47 left in the half
court press. On Sebo does not know what to do with this.
Adrian Frazier going to be called for over the back as Sebo tried to get it ahead to number 32, Hartman. That'll be Adrian's first, just the third team foul for Delta.
The disparity in competition that you see these days is crazy. To me, 29-4, crushed the game.
Actually, Delta's fourth foul is Huff almost comes up with a steal again, and it'll go out of bounds. Steamboat has 3 team fouls as the inbound goes to Hartman. Hartman trying to figure out what to do here as she goes to Baumgartner back to Hartman. This one's knocked away. Huff comes up with it. They go ahead to Miller. She's going to go out of bounds off of Tatum, and she couldn't catch up with that pass.
Taylor Summers is leading a little bit too much right there. Probably would have been better off just dribbling in, taking a jumper. We got a little Pedro Kaymeyer coming in here now.
She got some playing time in Alamosa as well. She's a good little player. Only a sophomore. It's a long inbound pass up ahead to King. It's knocked away. She gets it back. Her shot's no good. Fight for the loose ball now. And a jump ball is going to be called finally. Steamboat going to maintain possession. Inbound goes to King. Back out to Baumgartner. Baumgartner is going to be called for the travel as she slid her pivot foot. 11th Steamboat turnover.
29-4, 4 minutes left here in the second quarter.
Kaymeyer to bring it up here. She drops it off to Taylor Summers, and Summers is going to be called for the foul.
Taylor doesn't look comfortable out there tonight, to me. 2 turnovers. Probably in a game like this, not on the scoreboard really yet. She's forcing.
Harrison, Steamboat trying to work it around the perimeter. They're going to lose possession. And it goes out of bounds, and a couple of Steamboat girls went hard into the bleachers on that far side in the corner, and we're going to get an injury substitution. It looks like Hartman will come in for Baumgartner, who's kind of hobbling there toward the bench.
Some knee clacking. She'll be ready in about 10 minutes. You get to be about 50 years old, that's going to take 3 weeks.
Alberg kicks it back out to Summers. They're going to call a lane violation on Frazier.
Rich Antonio giving us the 3 seconds as Avery.
3:39 left in the half. Delta leads 29-4. Steamboat brings it up. Harrison back to Ellison. Stanhope now Delta with the steal. As Huff comes up with it. Is it ahead to Kaymeyer? Page. Just inside the top of the key.
Nice.
Summers can't get the runner to go, and She'll go to the line for two, get to the free throw line. Maybe that'll help her get things going. Sometimes a player just needs that. You get an easy bucket, things start to open up for you, even in a game like this, where everybody's kind of wanting some.
Unfortunately, she missed the first one.
Yes. My wife and I have been watching a lot of UCLA, and they got a great point guard named Tiger Campbell. And Tiger last night struggled early on, then he got it going, and the rest of it was clinic.
Free throw sponsored by Modern Appliance Company. Taylor will get the second. More full court press from Delta now.
Boy, Steamboat's got all five on that side of half court.
They are in trouble. They get it ahead to Hart, and finally across midcourt. She'll take a long jumper. It's no good if it hits the back iron. Rebound Steamboat. King, trying to get out of trouble, puts it up. No good. Rebound Delta. And Brayton Allberg is fouled. Delta will get possession out of that.
Good rebound by Brayton Allberg right there. That's a tough family. That's a farming family from California Mesa. She's not taking no for an answer.
Nah, she's, you know, she got playing time last year, subbing in and out with Eric Kakuta, and this year she's getting a little more playing time and making it count, as that shot is no good by Delta, and Steamboat comes up with the rebound, but they're going to have to hurry to get it across midcourt. They finally do. Bumbersky dribbling in, loses the handle. Actually, I think that pass was knocked away, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Steamboat. Looks like we're going to get some subs from Delta now.
Wholesale platoon system. That's all five. Little Kai, you better take a seat. Kylie Huff hanging out on the sideline, like, don't I get to play a little more?
So, Miller and Ames, Wilson, Aubrey Frazier, and Breezy Huff on the floor for the Panthers. Miller gets it over to Ames. They work it in now. Kyle going to be called. Tried to work it in underneath to Breezy and a little over the back action by number four, Ellis Stanhope. So Delta to inbound, 2:20 left in the half. Delta leads 30-4. Lob inbound to Frazier. Frazier back to Ames on the right side. Ames, right elbow now. Ames looking to dribble. Nope, works it in to Frazier. Frazier in the paint.
Pulling over
the house. All alone. Shot is good.
Nice pass by Aubrey Frazier right there.
And a carry going to be called on Van Blarkum after the inbound, and Delta will have the ball back underneath their own basket. Delta sets it up. Ball fake now to Huff. Huff, short jumper, good. Delta up by 30, 2 minutes left in the half. It's Hartman. Puts her shoulder down, tries to get by Miller. Miller's going to check her and get called for her first foul.
Ellie Ames was the inbounder on that. Of their 34 points, Ellie has assisted on 9 buckets. 18 of the points come off the hand of Ellie Ames. She's playing a great game tonight.
Then Blarkum over to Hartman. Hartman to Ellis Stanhope. Back to Hartman. Almost threw that away, but Hartman gets it back now. Ellis Stanhope. Now they work it inside to King. Shot is no good. Rebound Delta. Up to Wilson. Wilson to Ames. Over to Miller on the left side. Three ball. Cannot get the bounce. But Delta's going to get the rebound and another opportunity here. Ames with the short jumpers. No good. Put back by Miller's no good and out of bounds off of Delta.
Delta's just killing Steamboat Springs on the glass. There's so many second chances. That's a lot more possessions in a game.
Hartman trying to work it up past Miller, and it's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. More pressure, full court pressure from Delta. Ames going to steal the inbound, goes underneath to Wilson. She kicks it back out. Breezy going to be pushed from behind. She'll go to the line for 1-1. Free throws brought to you by Modern Appliance Company. Delta's in the bonus.
The game is moving slowly for Ellie Ames tonight. She's just a year or two ahead of everybody else out there playing. Seeing a couple plays in front, doing a great job. Really, he's been on limited time because of the way Coach Crowder's been substituting. So to get 9 assists and have 6 boards, 7 boards in this game already, wow. Front end of the 1-1 is good off the bank. Oh, Breezy with the glass works. Delta's 3 of 8 from the free throw line so far today. Here comes the back end. It's good. 4 of 9. That'll work. That'll work. 36-4. Wow. Up by 32. Explain the running clock to me. We'll have to find out, Mark. It's been a while since I checked that out. If it's like football, it's you go up by 40 and you get the running clock. We're not quite to that point yet, but we could be getting close. As King has the ball worked inside to her into the lane, and she'll put it up. Shot's no good, but she was fouled. It'll be the second on Aubrey Frazier. King's first Modern Appliance Company free throw is good. Here comes the second. It's also good. Got him. Looks like we're going to have a substitution from Steamboat as number 2, Bomberski, checks back into the game. Delta on the perimeter, Huff, looking to drive, and she'll be called for the travel. I don't know about that, but doesn't matter. They're not going to go to the review monitor on that, but I don't think she wants. Caught it off the wing and just put it down before she lifted her pivot foot. Delta staying in pretty packed up 2-3 right now. Avery Frazier anchoring that thing from the middle. She's pretty tough. Big lefty defender. There goes Sis. Aubrey on the clear path to the bucket. She should be shooting some free throws here. Except she got whistled for the foul. Wow. That'll send Steamboat to the line. It's going to be Ella Stanhope. Front end of the 1-1, no good. Rebound Delta. Wilson. Brings it across the time stripe. Now to Allberg on the right corner. Tries to dribble in baseline. Lost it briefly. Gets it back. Avery Frazier now underneath the fist. Shot no good. Thought she was fouled. Not called. Steamboat comes up with the rebound. Delta up by 30. 36-6. 15 seconds left in the half. Shot put up no good by Steamboat. And a jump ball going to be called. Possession going to be in favor of Delta, so they've got about 9.5 seconds left to do something with this possession. 36-6. Wilson brings it across the time stripe. Over to Huff. Back to Wilson. Around to Allberg. They try to work it in to Frazier. This one's going to go out of bounds, and it doesn't matter because that's the end of the first half. Somebody needed to fire away right there, Mark.
So we'll take a break, and when we come back, I had the opportunity to interview some women's choir members earlier this week. You'll have that interview coming up after the break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health.
Since 1935, Downey Steel and Machine. Union Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder cutting, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. It's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your projects done. Bye.
I'm here with four members of Delta's Women's Choir, Isadora Palma, Ashlyn Kerstetter, and Charlie Chevelle Corset. I took a wonderful choir when I was in high school, part of my high school show choir, so I have a little soft spot for choir kids, and you guys do competitions throughout the year, and you sing the national anthem at sporting events. You guys do the national anthem in football games. You're going to do it for basketball, I'm sure. So tell me a little bit about that. Fashion is, you know, how long have you been singing? Once you got to high school, or you've been singing longer than that?
Well, I've been singing since elementary school, but it got more serious as we started getting older. So when we started doing more complicated music and different language music, like Latin and stuff like that, I was more interested in it. And so I kind of stuck to it, and now it's really enjoyable.
Very good.
A lot of different languages and stuff.
Very good. Chevelle, why do you like to sing?
My main reason is because when I was really young, like before I could speak young, I was groaning tunes because I couldn't verbalize anything because my mom would always sing with me. Yeah, so I've been singing my whole life, literally.
It's literally very cool. That's a very cool story. So, Mr. Neal is your teacher, conductor. Obviously, he's a graduate of Delta High School. He didn't graduate that long ago, only about 4 or 5 years ago. And you know, obviously, he did that with, you know, he went to school to become a music teacher, and with the designs of coming back here to teach all of you. That's, to me, that's kind of special. What do you guys think? What about you, Aaron?
I mean, I like Mr. Neal. I mean, whether you enjoy choir or not, I think it really does depend on the people you're singing with and who's teaching you how to sing. And so I guess out of all the people in Delta, I'm kind of glad it's Mr. Neal and not someone else that, you know, might not have as much experience.
So, and I think Mr. Neal has a passion for music.
Yeah, I appreciate
it. And I think that, you know, Ashlyn, I don't know if you agree or not, but he has a passion, and he likes to share that passion with all of you girls in choir.
Yeah. So at the beginning, it was kind of annoying because he treated all of us like we haven't been in choir. But, you know, as we kind of got to know each other and joked around a lot and did, like, our little Christmas event and everything, we all kind of got closer, and he kind of loosened up a little bit, but it's still extremely hardworking for the choir. He wants us to get the notes down and be prepared and ready. And yeah, he really helps us a lot.
Isabella, what's your favorite part about singing?
I'd say being able to hear other people and know where they're comfortable so that I can be comfortable. Being able to be loud and not have to shelter myself and quiet, so I get to know people more, so that I can be comfortable from them being myself.
Mm-hmm. Come out of your shell, and I understand that. You know, it's difficult. Just singing, I think, is kind of a personal and private thing. It's part of what's inside of you, so to speak, and letting that out in front of other people can be scary sometimes. So, and then, you know, being comfortable around others and having others that want to do that as well, it helps build you up. So, what about you, Ashton? What's your favorite part of singing?
Probably the concert.
Okay.
Because it's like a nerve-wracking moment, and you're all dressed up nice and pretty, and then you have the shells behind you, and with all that nerve, you get to, like, start to sing better, to not embarrass yourself. So just standing up there and being able to share your music with other people, but also hearing how far you've come from the beginning. It's like when you're working on a project, and when you finally finish it, you get to admire how beautiful it is. And you want to share that. So.
Absolutely. And I think it can be kind of an adrenaline rush as well when you're up there, right? You know, that moment right before you start saying.
Yeah.
And
You're standing there, you're nervous, the lights are on you.
So that would be so, the adrenaline rush is fun. Is that your favorite part about singing?
I'm an adrenaline junkie, so I love the jolt of excitement when you're like, I'm gonna die, but it's gonna be fun.
Okay, what's your favorite thing about singing?
I mean, I guess my favorite part about singing is just being able to express yourself in a different way than others. It just, especially if people don't know that you can sing, and then you finally let that part out, and one, you feel super good about yourself, and two, others are like, oh my gosh, she has this secret talent that no one else knew of, and it's just like, you feel kind of recognized for something, like especially for people who aren't the it girl or the sporty girl or the smart girl. There's something you're good at and something you can be recognized for.
I like that. That's very cool. Everybody kind of has that own special or secret talent, and obviously all of you singing, and you like to share that with the world, and I definitely respect that and appreciate that. Thanks for talking with me today.
It's fun.
You are freedom. It's beautiful, sir. Saved by Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family owned and operated for over 67 years. Ford, Toyota, new, or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople, professional installations and service, plus easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Welcome back to the Panther Den. I'm Mark Canner, along with Vaughn Mitchell, and Delta having a pretty easy time here, up by 30, 36-6 against the Sailors. I don't know what you can really say about
you
that.
You have a game like this, Mark, and it is kind of like, what do you say? I mean, we can analyze this any way you want, but it's just 36-6. And wow, it could be even more. They could be doing this a different way. I mean, it's crazy. But Delta's plus 10 and plus 11 on the rebound on the boards today, plus 7 turnover margin. Ellie Ames almost had a double-double in the first half on limited play. So, I mean, there's some kids doing some positive things, but there's not a lot of pushback right now. And look, a coach is trying to get a program going. I get that. I do. You got to start someplace, and at least they're showing up and looking to compete. You can see that coach talking to them about having their heart into it, but that's just tough. Travel 4 hours and get shellacked like that, and it's going to get worse.
It is. It is. And, you know, Ellie, with how many assists did she have in that?
She got 9 assists. If I'd have given her that last one off her forehead, I think we'd have given her 10. But in the to keep a clear conscience here statistically, I couldn't quite give that one away.
So the starters back on the court for both teams. And it looks like Steamboat going to have the ball first as Ben Blarcom brings it up, almost has it stolen, but Steamboat gets it back. Hartman with the ball. Hartman looking, now dribbles, now gives it up to Bomberski. Bomberski looking to drive. Now kicks it back out right to Kylie Huff. Huff up ahead all by herself. Off the glass, no good. Fight for the loose ball, and it's going to be out of bounds. Kylie with her fourth steal here on the night. So Van Blarcom drops it off to Ellis Stanhope, and then in to Hartman, who misses the jumper. Rebound Delta. Up ahead by Frazier. No good. It's going to go out of bounds off of Huff. Oh, no, they're going to say that it went off of bounds, out of bounds off a Steamboat, and Delta will have some reaction.
Here's Ellie as the inbounder. Taylor Summers standing all along underneath, got a chance for his attempt to assist. Get in there.
Couldn't get that to go either. It's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. As Summers, like you said, I think took pressing just a little bit tonight.
And it's going to be all right. She's 10th grade. There's just a lot to learn. Let the game come to you a little bit. And be happy that your team's playing like this, because they are playing well.
Van Blarkum throws that one away to Ames. Up ahead to Miller off the glass.
There's the dish number 10.
Delta leads 38-6. They work it into King. King back out to Van Barkum. Now Hartman. Hartman dribbling to her right. Now tries to split the difference. Loses it. Picked up by King. Then she loses it. Delta comes up with it. Up ahead to Miller. And it's going to go out of bounds off of Steamboat. As Miller slammed on the brakes. And Steamboat player went flying right by. The old Maverick Top Gun move. And she grabbed the ball out of bounds as she went.
I am pulling for Ellie. Check this out, Mark. She's got 5 steals, 10 assists, and she's got 7 rebounds. She could have a triple-double non-scoring. That would be fairly exceptional. You're not going to see that very often at any level.
Miller with the basketball. To Huff. Kylie looking. Now to Frazier. Aubrey over to Summers. Taylor at the top. Now they work it into Miller. Wide open lay-in off the glass.
Nice pass by Taylor.
5:58 left in the third. Delta leads 40-6. Ben Blarkum. Cross midcourt. Over to Bumbersky. Bumbersky looking to drive now. They work it inside to Ellis Stanhope. And out of bounds off of her hand. Kayla Kemery will sub back in for the Sailors. And Miller will bring it up for Delta. Miller to Frazier. Aubrey will dribble left now. Drops it off to Summers. Summers to Ames. Ames calls out the play. Drops it off to Miller. Long pass to Huff. Huff on the right elbow. Back to the top and Ames. Ames works it inside to Summers. Can't get the jumper to go. Put back by Huff. No good. Fight for the rebound and a foul going to be called. But that one's going to be called on King. That'll be her first.
Aubrey Frazier with a couple offensive rebounds right there. Sticking her nose in. Getting tough on the glass. Gets a chance to go to the free throw line.
She'll have the first Modern Appliance Company free throw rim in and out. And wholesale subs now. Is Avery Frazier checks in, as does Albers and Wilson. And Frazier will finish the second, and here comes Breezy for Frazier. So the Huff sisters on the floor at the same time.
You get the Huff sisters, the Frazier sisters. There's a couple Allbirds in the program. That's a lot of sisters. There's a lot of blood. They'll play for each other.
Yeah, Randy on the JV. So Delta with the steal. Wilson stops, pops, shot no good. Loose ball. Allbird gets the rebound, and a foul going to be called on Steamboat. That'll be the first on Baumgartner, and it's up with her inbound. She gets it to her sister. Breezy jumper, no good. Rebound Steamboat. And now they're going right to left. Hartman brings it across the time stripe for the Sailors. Hartman gets the pick. Now this one will be stolen by Breezy. Over to Wilson. Wilson brings it to the top of the key. Now left corner. And Allbirds, they work it in. Back out. Allbirds now on the left elbow. Inside to Kylie. Kylie in the paint loses it, but it goes to Breezy. She gets the short jumper. And it looks like Delta is going to call a timeout. And we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9 Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9storiescreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9storiescreative. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Back here in the Panther Den, Mark Cantor and Vaughn Mitchell, 4:27 left in the third, and Delta comfortably ahead, 43-6.
Nice. Nice adverb right there, comfortably. I think that's true. I think they are a little bit comfortable, but they're still playing hard, and everybody's getting a lot of time. And I know Coach Crowder dressed 13. I think I counted up on that bench. A lot of young kids, a lot of those JV kids getting a suit up and just kind of get that feeling on the varsity bench, and that's a good thing. You can share that culture, and something like this, everybody gets a feel.
The nice thing is, though, Delta hasn't gotten some sleep in either. They're still playing tough, playing with a lot of heart. He just put them in man-to-man. Adrian Frazier with the steal. Wilson with the basketball now. Delta moving left to right. Has that one stolen by Hartman. Hartman trying to get control. Looks like she may have traveled a little bit. Shot's no good. Loose ball out of bounds, and it's going to be Schoenboat ball as Breezy is going after the rebound. Kemri checks back in for Steamboat. So the Sailors to inbound. It goes to Bender, and her jumper is good. Tough to bring it across the time stripe. Breezy over to Kylie. Kylie now back to Breezy. To Wilson. Wilson dribbles right. Now looking. Tries to work it inside.
Oh.
And just, I think the pass was going to Allberg underneath, but it got by her. And Kylie almost got the ball before it went out of bounds.
Yeah, it almost became a skip pass right there. She was looking in the right place, looking at that post. I tell you, Adrian Frazier is going to be a matchup nightmare as she gets a little older. I think volleyball is her number one. I don't really know. I've never asked her. But if she gets serious about basketball, she could be some kind of basketball player. She's a lefty like her dad, Jason Frazier, that played here at Delta back in the early 2000s.
Hartman missed the three. Delta with the rebound. Now underneath the Allberg. Shot no good. She'll get it back. Dishes it out to Huff. Breezy can't get it to go. And rebound by Steamboat. And Ella Stanhope will bring it up. They go over to Kemri. Kemri looking back to Ella Stanhope. Ella Stanhope with the ball guarded by Kylie Huff. Let's dribble in. They kick it back out. That's Hartman. Hartman.
Delta's working on their defense, working on this man-to-man here. Jumping to help. Going to have to get in a stance.
Baumgartner driving from the right corner. And Wilson going to be called for the foul. Substitutions for Delta. Ellie Ames comes back into the game, as does Taylor Summers. Kylie Huff and Bailey Wilson will take a breather. Steamboat trying to inbound, and they're not going to get it in time.
21 turnovers for Steamboat Springs.
2:39 left in the third. Delta leads 43-8. Ames brings it up over to Huff. Breezy back to Ames. Ames over to Summers. Summers looks to drive. Gets the jumper.
That's 11 assists from Ellie. Right there, I got to tell you, she's a nice point guard. She's taller. She's that Ellie monster, so lanky. She can see up over as Delta proceeds through this season, and they run into somebody that's going to be a little more competitive than this. It'll be nice to have Ellie seeing up top, especially if the other team zones them.
Ella Stanhope. As her shot blocked, Delta gets it back. They work it around. Now inside, they go underneath to Avery Frazier. It's going to go, nope, rebound by Allberg. Allberg dishes to Ames, and Allberg was fouled.
Boy, was she fouled.
Delta will maintain possession. So they'll stack it up here as Ames will inbound. Underneath to Adrian Frazier, and
easy bucket there underneath from Ellie Munster again, her 12th assist. Steamboat tries to work it in. Ball stolen by Huff. Breezy as it knocked away from behind and out of bounds by Baumgartner. Ames to Huff. Breezy back to Ames. Ames top of the key. Ames to Summers. Elbow by the free throw line. Rattles in and out. No good. Van Blarkum comes up with the rebound. She brings it back. They go underneath. That passed off the fingertips of Baumgartner as it was a little high. So we'll get some substitutions now as Tatum Miller and Aubrey Frazier check back into the game for Delta. Breezy and Ellie Ames will take a seat. Looks like Paige Kaymeyer's back in as well. Kaymeyer looking to run the point. Can't get the runner to go, but I think she's going to the line for two. Out of way, Paige. So coming up at halftime of the boys' game, I'm going to be, I had the privilege of talking to some FFA members earlier this week. Paige was one of them.
Nice.
So we'll hear from her later on in the boys' broadcast. She misses the first Modern Appliance Company free throw. And can't get the second either, and I think they're going to call a lane violation, so she'll get a third chance at this.
5 of 13 from the free throw line. Panthers, in a game like this, 47-8, wow, you want to improve your free throw shooting.
And Paige can't get that off the front iron, fight for the rebound. Then Blarkum comes up with it and then dribbles it off her leg and out of bounds. Delta will have possession. 62 seconds left in the third. Delta leads 47-8. Summers with the rebound, or inbound, excuse me. Looking, needs to get it in. Goes to Kaymeyer on the right elbow. She'll dribble in the lane. Back out to Miller. Miller now to Allberg. Allberg back to Miller. Excuse me, I think that was Summers. Jumper no good. Rebound by Frazier. Put back is good, though. Delta up by 41 points now. As they're now in man. As Harrison tries to drive, shot no good. Rebound by Kemri, and she'll go to the line for an and one.
Not a lot to say. I mean, wow. 49-10.
Warren checks back in for the Sailors, and we still have a quarter to go.
Yes. And let's hope the clock's running for that.
The and one is no good. Rebound Delta. That's Allberg. Braden to Miller. Miller across the time stripe. Miller stops. Now goes underneath to Frazier. Aubrey off the glass. Can't get it to go. Gets her own rebound. Brings it back out. Kaymeyer at the top of the key now. Kaymeyer to Miller. Miller with a ball fake. Now dribbles baseline off the glass. No good. Fight for the loose ball. Picked up by Summers. Summers now dribbles lane. Runner is no good. Rebound Frazier, and she'll be fouled. That'll be the 15th foul for Steamboat. And
that was borderline shifty right there. That's a team that's down by 39. Like, don't be doing stuff to hurt somebody.
Fourth foul on Kemri as Allberg to inbound. Looking. Goes underneath to Adrie. Was that? Nope, that was Summers. Still gets the bucket at the buzzer.
Nice pass by Braden, and there are another assisted bucket.
At the end of three, Delta leads 51-10. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Online.
Did you know there's a place where you can get good neighbor service and surprisingly great rates on home and auto insurance?
Yep.
And that place is, ta-da, State Farm. Here's the deal. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve and the price you want. So stop shopping around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer has you covered. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
Do you need help to relax?
or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stacy Panicki at the Sunflower Room melt that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy Panicki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Kanter and Vaughn Mitchell back with you here at the Panther Den, and Delta will have possession to start the final stanza of play up 51-10. Kylie Huff with the ball. That pass gets stolen by Steamboat. Warren over to Harrison. Three ball no good. Rebound Steamboat. The putback is only their third offensive rebound on the night. The stick back there from the Sailors. Basket by Bender, who's seeing her first action of the game. Wilson to Allberg, now inside the Avery Frazier underneath the Huff. Great ball.
Nice pass from Avery Frazier right there. Assist to her. Kylie with another bucket.
Steamboat on the perimeter. Over to Warren.
20 assisted baskets marked tonight for the Panthers. Kelly's got 12 of them, but that's a lot. 53 points, that's kind of Golden State Warrior-ish.
Warren's shot is no good, and Delta will have possession as the ball goes out of bounds. Wilson running point for the Panthers. Up to Allbert on the right elbow, back to Wilson. Now underneath to Avery Frazier. Soft jumper goes. 55-12 Delta, 6:39 left in the game. Harrison. They work it inside, and tied up is Warren, and I believe that was Allberg, and jump ball called. Steamboat will have possession. Looks like Allbert will take a seat, and we're going to see Jolie Robinson check into the game. Jolie, a junior,
had a good JV game today. I came in and watched him a little bit, and she was pouring it in. And for the folks at home, too, Mark, we are on the running clock, 55-12, and it's moving.
So Jolie going to get the rebound here, and Steamboat misses that shot. Up ahead to Wilson. Wilson. Cross midcourt. Into Avery Frazier. Frazier in traffic. Kicks it back out. So he called for the travel.
Change her pivot foot. That's her second turnover of the day. Pretty decent performance here from the Panthers today. 20 assists. 9 turnovers only. You're never going to, I mean, rarely will we see a 2-1 assist to turnover, but I keep coming back to it, but competition has a little something to do with that.
Hartman with the ball for the Sailors. Hartman now dribble drive. Runner in the lane, no good. Rebound up. Kylie will dribble it up. Up ahead to Wilson. Now this one's going to get thrown away. I think she was looking for Kylie there and just missed her.
Lauren Angelo coming in. Lily Nelson. Outstanding freshman, getting a little varsity time here. Had a great volleyball season. She's a setter.
Steamboat works it in the paint. Shot is no good. Fight for the rebound. Steamboat gets it, and another fight for the rebound. Avery Frazier is going to be called for the foul. It'll be the 15th foul for Delta in the half. Steamboat only has 3. Steamboat to inbound. It goes to Beckner, who misses the shot. It's going to go out of bounds off of Delta. The Steamboat maintains possession here. Looking to inbound. It goes to Ella Stanhope. Now to Bomberski, back to Hartman, and she'll get the 3. Actually, Warren,
I think they gave her the 2 after all. They waved it to a 2.
So Delta with the ball around the perimeter. Robinson to Wilson. Now they work it inside to Frazier. Eddie's going to the line for an and one. Lily Nelson with an assist right there. 21 assists on the night. Adrian Frazier just stacking them up about this time. So Kay Meyer comes in for Wilson. As the Modern Appliance Company free throw is no good, but Delta comes up with the rebound. Adri kicks it out to Robinson. Robinson can't get the shot to go. Fight for the rebound. I think Kay Meyer is going to get called for the foul.
And the foul on Kay Meyer, her first personal rebound of the four.
Sailors with the ball. 2:52 left in the game. Sailors on the perimeter. Bumbersky. Now back over Anderson.
Frazier does not even have to jump, Mark. She just got such a wingspan. And she's going to be fouled. And she's going to go to the line for 1-1. She's 0-3 on the day. Let's see if she can break that streak. Knock one in from the free throw line.
Catherine LaRock will check in for the Sailors. I think this is her first action of the night. Front end for Frazier is good. Free throws, sponsored by Modern Appliance Company.
Mostly free throw misses. Sponsored by the Modern Appliance Company.
And there's another one, a foul going to be called on Frazier. That is her third and the 15th foul for Delta. Sailors in the penalty now with 7. LaRock over to Ellis Stanhope. Back to LaRock. Now over to Hartman on the right side. They kick it out to LaRock, now Ellis Stanhope. She's at the top of the key. Over to Anderson. Back to Hartman. Excuse me, that's Warren. Now Ellis Stanhope on the left side puts up a hoping a player three and it goes in. Actually, they only give her 2. 58-16, Delta, 90 seconds left in the game. Lane violation called by Delta, or on Delta.
Yeah, Avery's camping out in there a little longer, screaming that middle player in the 2-3 zone, been shooting layups all night. She's just got to start outside the paint before she goes to set a screen. In there a little too long. Clutch Wyman, getting down close to a minute left in this.
LaRock brings it up, gets it over to Beckner. Back to LaRock on the right corner. LaRock to Warren. Warren kicks it back out. They work it back around to LaRock in the corner. It's an air ball. Rebound by Kaymeyer, but she dribbles it off her foot and out of bounds. Steamboat with possession. A little north of 30 seconds here as the clock runs. Inbound goes to Robinson, so another turnover for the Sailors. Up ahead to Kaymeyer, who gathers it in, jumper off the glass is good. And Steamboat now brings it across the time stripe. That's Warren. Warren loses the handle, but gives it up to Anderson. They work it into LaRock. Beckner. Fight for the loose ball. Beckner, turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound, Frazier kicks it out to Kaymeyer, and that's how this game will end. So, Delta going to win this one 60-16 in dominant fashion. And how many assists did Ellie Ames end up
with? 12 assists.
12 assists for Ellie Ames. She had 7 boards. She was just stacked up with Supreme here tonight. Played a really nice game. Very solid. Delta was 2-1 assist to turnover ratio as a team. That's rare that you even see one kid that can do that, much less the whole team. So
good performance from them. I look for them to improve their free throw shooting, but a lot of good stuff. And Avery Frazier is going to be a defensive force for the Panthers. Lefty like Bill Russ.
Girls are back in action tomorrow as they travel to Silk to take on the Coleridge Titans. Tip-off is scheduled for 2:30 p.m., and I'll be streaming at about 2:15 on Audio Sports Online. Once again, the final score is Delta Girls 60, Steamboat Sailors 16. Stay tuned as the boys are up next, and after the break, you'll hear my interview with head coach Bob Ames. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
The Delta County School Division is your family's local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of record and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting DeltaCountyIndependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Delta County, Arizona.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless all-white chicken and top-quality lean ground beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. We take pride in how we do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
I'm here with voice head coach Rob Ames. And Rob, I think the boys played another good first half of basketball against Alamosa. Alamosa obviously dominated the second half, beat it 70-48, but I think the boys definitely showed heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they never gave up, but Alamosa is a really good team. What do you think the boys could have done differently in order to get a different outcome?
Well, I felt like the second half, they spent all the time at the free throw line. When the clock's not ticking and they're making buckets, that's a hard spot to come from.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say that was, you know, well, we had a lot of, I mean, I don't know if there is a smart foul, but we had a lot of dumb fouls in the second half, and that kind of put some distance between us and them. And like you said, they are a good basketball team. They shot really well from the free throw line. I just think we gave them too many opportunities to score. Uncontested shots from the stripe.
That being said, the lid did come off the basket a little bit for Tucker Johnson, as he had a very strong performance, as did a couple of the other boys.
Right. Yeah, I was really happy with Ryland. I thought Ryland had a nice game. Tucker, like you said, you know, we're running things a little bit differently this year, and so we're putting Tucker in some different spots, and I think everybody is still, you know, we're in that stage now to where we're kind of starting to get into a rhythm offensively. And the confidence that will come with that rhythm and repetition in practice. So I'm happy. I'm happy with the way we played. Like you said, I thought we played hard for all eight quarters over the weekend. And I thought we got better. And I think we're continuing to get better. So I'm excited for Friday night.
And that's kind of the key, is just to get better with each game. And next up, obviously, the home opener, league opener against Steamboat. It's been a while since we've played the Sailors. But if memory serves correctly, they've always been a big team with speed, kind of what Aspen and Montrose kind of gave us last year. Are they still the same team, or are they a little different now?
No, I'd say they're about the same. They look long. They look quick. They look skilled. You know, I've only seen them on film. But they strike me, like you said, that they're reminiscent of the Aspen team from last year. Long and skilled and quick, and they just come at you. Five at a time.
How excited are you guys to finally play in front of the home crowd?
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be a great time. We're just excited. The boys are excited to play in front of their friends and their families, and it's just going to be fun. It's fun to play in the gym you practice in every day. We're looking forward to it.
And I think having it on a Friday night brings more people out as opposed to, say, a Saturday, and I think the gym will definitely be rocking. So good luck, Rob. Thanks.
Thank
you. Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is the veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Clyde's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Clyde's Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Clyde's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more. Plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Sora, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years' experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned, local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County. And they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news and sports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Even Delta County informed.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Fife's Cafe in Delta. Fife's Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Jimmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, those glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from near and far to eat what Fife's Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Fife's Cafe is serving. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Fife's Cafe, where Delta County eats.
The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Cantor, Vaughn Mitchell back with you here in the Panther den. And the boys, well, it's their turn to try to sink the Sailors here, Vaughn.
That's right. Steamboat 5-5 coming into the night. And this league contest should be a good test for the Panthers. A lot of guys, a lot of teams just stuck in that zone. Like, what are we going to be? Haven't really identified themselves yet. Steamboat's had wins over Aspen and Rifle in the league. They're 2-0 right now, so really they're in first place. If Delta can get this one tonight, get them back on some solid footing with a game against Coleridge tomorrow, and they can do some damage right here. So this is a good ball game for the Panthers.
As Rob said in his interview, boys going to need to avoid the fouls. That really kind of plagues them at Alamosa. And, you know, I think it would do them some good to get Tucker Johnson going and have him successful from the field. Steamboat senior Ethan Hoy is the leading scorer for the Sailors with nearly 9 points, which doesn't sound like a whole lot, but they spread the ball quite a bit. So
it's one of those deals where they're not scoring a ton of points too, Mark, so there's nobody that's really scoring a lot for them. Pretty solid. I watched some film on them this week, and they can shoot it a little bit. Number two shooter, Adams, he's a lefty. He can knock it in. So we're going to have to play some good defense tonight. The Bear Brothers, our posts, are really going to have to work out for them, cut out for them. Steamboat's got some size for sure.
So Steamboat's kind of a bigger school than us enrollment-wise. Doesn't really make a difference when it comes to their basketball team, though.
Well, the thing is, Steamboat was Kelly Meek. Kelly Meek was one of the greatest coaches that ever coached in Colorado here, an outstanding man, guy that gave to his opponents. I mean, he coached up there for 30-plus years, one of the all-time winningest coaches. And Mike Van Dahl, who's coaching him now, is one of the people that came through that program. And so Kelly's legacy lives on. Steamboat, there is always a little bit. You're like, hey, they always have a shooter. They always usually have a deep shooter. And they have some kids that can just play, usually fundamentally solid, good on defense. And that's all Kelly's legacy. He hasn't been coaching now for quite a while, but we can still see him.
Take a look at the lineups now. Delta Panthers, the non-starters. Number 1, Shay Hine. Number 5, Clayton Fryer. Number 11, Jordan Frazier. Number 20, Lance Porter. Number 22, Eric Baer. The starters, number 2, Ryland Bynum. Number 4, Brett Lehung. Number 11, Landon Flay. Number 15, Tucker Johnson. And number 21, Easton Baer. Taking a look at the starters for the Sailors. Number 3, Ethan Avoy. Number 2, Brady Adams. Number 20, Michael Dinapoli. Number 22, Jay Phillips. And number 35, Jeffrey Sturgeon. Well, something I remember from my early days of broadcasting Colorado high school sports, Steamboat's teams were always very fast up and down the court and quite a bit of speed to them. And as Rob said, they're kind of lanky.
They're definitely long. I don't know how much Mikey was going to run with this team, but Kelly Meek did it with all kinds of guys. The Baskins, Brad De La Rosa, Derek Dunkel. So I'm telling you, they had some kids that could just flat out shoot through the year. The Wood brothers, Isaiah Forsythe, I mean, they had kids that just came up through that program that could shoot and really just loved playing. And he did that. They weren't a basketball school before that, but that old Northwestern League, Glenwood Springs, Steamboat Springs, Rifle's down right now, but let me tell you, they weren't like that under Roger Walters. And they have some history as well. So
yep.
Anyway, this would be a good ball game for us. This is an old Delta Southwestern League GVL against an old Northwestern League opponent. We're in the same league now, Western Slope League. This is it. We're both Western Slope 4A. And right now, Steamboat's up top.
So Bear going to tip against Phillips. Delta controls the tip. Clay with the basketball looking to drive the lane. Going to be fouled as he goes to the hoop.
Wow, right off the bat. 6 seconds in, Landon's going to be going to the strike. Steamboat's going to man him, opening man, and you can tell there's quite a bit of length here on this Steamboat team.
Free throws, sponsored by Modern Appliance Company, of course. Lando, since the first, gets Delta on the board early. Just underway here, and Landon Clay thinks both free throws 2-0. Delta.
Delta's opening in man as well here. Didn't get to a help side.
From the left side, runner is good.
Got to rotate out. Tucker Jay's got to rotate out on that help, cut him off before the kick can get into his motion.
Score tied at 2. Leho with the ball on the right side. Leho looking to drive. Hits the lane. Bounce pass to Bear. And Easton's going to travel. Turn the ball over to the Sailors.
Delta's back in the scoring area. What we would call 11. So scoring area man. Looks like they might have gone to the matchup here. One possession of man.
Sturgis with the ball. Back to Hoy. Looking to dribble drive.
Yeah, they're in the matchup. I can tell now. You know, one nice thing still about Colorado, at least in my opinion, no shot clock. So you always got time to figure something out. Steamboat walked it as well right there, travel. But you always have some time to figure out what the other team's doing. You can limit the number of possessions if you feel like you're outmatched. A good thing. Steamboat, a little 2-2-1, full court here.
Tucker Jay with the ball in traffic.
Passes out, play. Now they go underneath the bear. Easton off the glass. It's good. Delta leads 4-2. 6:46 left in the first. Bynum guarding Hoy. Now they go over to Sturgis. Back to Hoy. Hoy over to the right side, and I believe that was Sturgis for three. No good. Rebound Bear. Nice board by Bear right there. They're going to need that tonight from him and his brother. Bynum with the basketball. The left side screen. Tucker J up top. Around DeLeo on the right elbow. Now they work it into Bear. Bear tries to back his way in. Has his pocket picked. Sturgis going to bounce it off of Johnson, and Clay goes to the hardwood trying to make the save and just can't get there. Sailors with the basketball.
Got quite a bit more pace, doesn't it, than the last game we won?
Oh, certainly. Sturgis inside.
Boy, going to have to be tougher to score on than that. He's looking to extend the pressure. Mikey Vandal putting him up in this 2-2-1.
Bynum across midcourt. Up ahead to Leho in the right corner. Back to Bynum. Bynum, little ball action now. Picks up his dribble. Leho, right elbow. Now he'll drive. Jump stop in. And he'll get the jumper to go. Flopped by the defender, Dina Pauly.
He might have got a flop warning if we were watching the college game right here. They're really strict on that this year.
Hoy. Outlets, now in the paint, back out to Hoy, three ball, good. Sailors lead 7-6, more full court pressure, Delta's trying to work it back up, play, looks to split the difference, gets through, loses the handle, Hoy up ahead to Sturgis, Sturgis off the glass, it's good, 3-point advantage to the Sailors. Clay up ahead to Johnson, now they work it inside to Bear. Bear kicks it back out to Clay. Thought about the three, gives it to Johnson. Pepper J, three doesn't go. Rebound, Hoy. Sailors moving left to right. Hoy slows things down now.
Got Ryland Bynum up top in this matchup right here. You got Landon and Brett on the wing. They're looking to screen inside, screen the bigs inside.
Hoy stops. Short jumper. Boyd's going to pick up his rebound. He's got a one-on-three. He's better gonna, needs to wait for the Calvary, and they're going to say that number 22, Phillips, did not get across midcourt before getting that pass. So a backcourt violation by the Sailors, and Delta will have possession. Going to have some substitutions now for Delta as number 5, Clayton Cryer, checks in. Tucker J from the baseline can't get the finger roll to go. Chases the loose ball. He's not going to catch up with it. And
teammates having trouble. Delta is setting cross screens down on the block right there. Side to side, really opening up their post. Steamboat's struggling with that, but Tuck's got to take a good shot.
Sailors on the perimeter now. Adams looking to drive on Fryer. Adams reverses his momentum. Now Hoy tries to get out of the double team. They go to Sturgis down on the right corner, now back out to, I believe that was number 5, Moore. I think that was the 3, it's 12-6 Steamboat. Johnson underneath the Bear, off the glass, no good, and they're going to call a block on Steamboat. Easton to the line for 2, Modern Appliance Company free throws.
I'd like to just see Easton go up and just power that thing up, just dunk that ball. Gets a bucket and one, but he's going to the line.
Gets the first one.
Delta's 3 of 3 from the stride. Tucker J is going to get a little rest. Who I call Little Big Bear into the game. Eric, the youngest in line, the last of 8 of Ernie and Teresa Bear's kids.
Off the front of the rim, no good. 12-7 Steamboat. Boyle bringing across the time stripe for the Sailors. Hoy moving to his right. Now they go into the right corner. They kick it back out to Hoy. Try to go inside, and a foul going to be called on Delta.
Eric Baird working hard right there. I'm not real sure about that call, but he got caught out of position a little bit, but he was probably going to get back. I liked his work.
Hoy down in the right corner. Back out to Moore. Three ball, no good off the front of the rim. Rebound play. Lando looking. Now he'll pass up to Cryer. Three ball from the left. Yep. Delta within two, 12 for 10. A little more than 3 minutes left in the first. Boy, with the basketball crossover, and there's going to be a foul called on Fryer. That'll be Clayton's first. Substitutions coming in. Shea Heim will be into the game for Delta. Looks like Jay Phillips will check back in for the Sailors. Steve can call timeout here. We'll take a break and catch our breath a little bit. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Hi, this is Jackie Davis with Delta Health, and we know the reasons why you trust Delta Health to provide compassionate quality health care are the same reasons why people of the Western Slope have chosen Delta Health for over 100 years to deliver their care, their babies, and being there even through the end-of-life moments. The reason why people choose Delta Health are measured in the important life moments that we can be a part of and the reasons why we love working here. To see more reasons why our patients and employees choose Delta Health, visit DeltaHealthCO.org, Delta Health, a county-wide healthcare system.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner, Vaughn Mitchell back with you in the Panther Den. And Taylor's leading this one, but not by much. It's 12-10, 3:03 left in the first quarter of play. Say hi, man. We got a really quick lineup. You got the two Bear brothers holding down the back, and Landon Clay, Say hi, and Cryer out there at in the perimeter. Three ball, no good by DiNapoli, and Delta comes up with the rebound. Clay to Heim. Heim looking to dribble, drive, steps back out now to Eric Bear. Gets knocked away, but right to Heim. Heim back to Clay at the top. Heim works it inside to Eric. Eric from the baseline can't get it to go. Loose ball. Rebound by Sturges, and now back the other direction as Hoy brings it across the time stripe for the Sailors. Gets a pick, stops, throws it over to, I believe that is Moore on the right side. It looks like he's going to be fouled by Heim, and that'll be his first. Steamboat screen in the top of the zone. Delta's in a matchup, but they're setting screens up top on the guards and looking for penetration right there. They skip that to the corner. And Shea Hyde just got caught in the closeout right there. Tucker J checks back in for Delta. Hoy with the basketball for the Sailors. Over to Moore.
Holy.
Back into Moore now. Back out to Hoy. Back over into the right side. And Phillips. Back to Hoy. Hoy, right side. They kick it out to Moore. Again, DiNapoli. DiNapoli now drives the lane. And a foul. Going to be called on Delta.
Going to be 2-1 Cryer. Two on Clayton Cryer. That's a little bit of trouble here. Come Glylan by him. I like how Clayton Cryer was playing. He's playing hard. Working hard on defense. Knocked him to three for the Panthers. Good minutes out of Clayton. Lee Brasman called an offensive foul on 22.
22 is going to be Jay Phillips, who just chats back into the game.
That's going to be, I thought that was his second mark. It's just one on him.
More full court pressure from the Sailors. Lando brings it back up. Gets a nice skip pass up ahead to Johnson. Tucker J can't get the runner to go. Loose ball, rebound, Clay. Clay to Johnson. Johnson to Heim for three. No good. Rebound by Clay. Back inside to Johnson. Tucker J. Turnaround jumper. No good. He's going to be called for a travel.
It's not a travel, but Rich Antonio will call a spin move every time, and you have to know if he's calling your game. You can't make that move, so you just got to know it's a turnover by Tucker.
Adams back to Hoy. Hoy to Adams. Adams looking to cross over. They try to get it inside. Eric Bear comes up with a turnover and then turns it back over. And then it goes out of bounds off the DiNapoli, and Delta will have possession.
That was a junior high play right there, Mark. I've seen a couple of those lately. Eric Bear getting a steal. Then he turned it over. And then Steamboat kicked it out of bounds.
Delta with the inbound. Bynum gets it across midcourt. A little lob to Heim. Heim inside the Bear. Just a little late, though. And a turnover by DiNapoli.
Steamboat kind of living in this 2-2-1. It's more of a 2-1-2, 2-3 type full court zone. I think it's mostly for tempo and just to try to make you make a mistake. They're not looking to force too much.
Around the perimeter go the Sailors. Left corner shot is no good. Travel called on Sturges.
Fourth Steamboat turnover. Delta's got six turnovers themselves. under a minute here. 12-10, Steamboat.
Bynum with the ball. Working it up, trying to get across midcourt. Does. Stops this one past Vallejo. Got away from him, but Vallejo gets it back underneath to Bear. Aaron's with the bucket. Four tied at 12. 36 seconds left in the first. Vallejo with his second assist here. Hoy over to Dinah Pauly. Excuse me, that Sturgis back to Hoy. Hoy inside to Dinah Pauly. Dinah Pauly back out to Sturgis around to Hoy. Back to Sturgis. Back to Hoy. Hoy to Sturgis. Ball fade back to Hoy. They're just playing for the final shot of the quarter. Hoy through the leg. Look at the dribble drive. Gets it back out to the right side. And Phillips shot is way off the mark. And a foul going to be called on Dinah Pauly as Tucker J has a rebound. 1.5 seconds left in the first. Substitutions now is Austin Moore checks back into the game and Cole Campbell comes in for the first time for the Sailors. Long inbound pass and it's going to go out of bounds on the other side. Leho looking for that rifle shotgun pass to Tucker and just launched it over everybody.
But that's a mistake, Mark, because nobody touches that and now Steamboat gets it right under their own bucket. Not a good play.
Lob pass inside to Hoy. Can't get the bucket. Rebound, Eric Bear, and that's how the quarter's going to end. So at the end of one, the score is tied at 12. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machine and Delta has offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services to get your projects done right. They offer a complete fabrication facility along with AWS certified welders and a shop that includes state-of-the-art equipment. So whether it's prototypes, one-off, or production parts, they have the capability to fabricate all your needs. Plus, they offer complete crane service, laser cutting, powder cutting, sandblasting, and so much more. Call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine with the expertise to get your project done. Right.
New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy at Hellman Motor Company in Delta. Hellman Motors has been family-owned and operated for over 57 years. Ford, Toyota, new or pre-owned, they have a vehicle for every budget. Plus, service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Ask about Hellman's Car Finder service and find the vehicle that meets your needs, even if it isn't in stock. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything they do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Mark Tanner, Vaughn Mitchell, back with you here in the Panther Den. And Taylor's going to have the possession to start the second quarter.
I like the minutes that we're seeing from Eric Bear here. He's getting to play quite a bit. He's doing a nice job for Delta.
Score tied at 12 as we start the quarter here. They try to work it inside. They work it back out now. They work it around. Adams to Hoy at the top. Hoy looks to drive. Gets in the paint. Shot no good. Rebound by Campbell. The putback.
Eric Bear is playing hard. He got called for one right there, and it looked pretty clean to me. Might have banged him with the body. That's going to be two on him. So a little bit of trouble with the big.
Campbell will go to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws.
Delta's playing some good defense, Mark. Like I said, just watched them on some film, saw the Centauri game on film, and I have to tell you, we're moving on the airtime of the pass, playing a lot better defense right here.
Clay and Eastern Bear check back into the game. Hine and Eric Bear will have a seat. Second free throw is no good. Rebound Johnson. Tucker hands off to Clay. Clay quickly up the court. Underneath, reverse layup is good by Leo. And Delta has taken their first lead of the game, 14-13. I take that back. It's the first lead since the free throws that Landon had in the first quarter.
They're playing better than Steamboat. They're playing harder.
Sturgis with the ball, long pass to Adams on the right side. Adams dribbles back out toward midcourt. Adams to Moore. Moore, they try to work it inside. It goes out of bounds off of Delta. Steamboat maintains possession, 7:03 left in the half. Again, Delta leads by one, 14-13. Looking to inbound. Inbound goes to Hoy, top of the key. He Hands off to Sturgis for three. No good. Fight for the loose ball. Rebound Sailors. Adams dribbles it out. Adams loses the handle. Gets it back. Now it's knocked out of bounds by Leho. Brett Leho playing great defense. I like how hard that kid is working. All the time. Got to be like this all the time. Inbound in the backcourt. And Hoy Hoy quickly brings it up. Now over to Sturgis. Sturgis inside to Adams, and off the glass, it's good, and the Sailors retake the lead 15-14.
Too easy. I gotta tell you, Eric Bear was really defending the paint like that. They weren't getting any buckets like that. He's gotta move his feet.
Bynum to Clay, back out to Bynum. Bynum drives, spins, shot is no good, and he's gonna be called for the travel.
You gotta know
tonight, guys. Take a look. Boomboat with possession. Hoy gets the pick. Runner no good in the lane. Rebound Bynum.
Steamboat really looking to screen the top of that zone, enabling them to get inside the paint, but Hoy put up a little brick load right there.
Leho drives. Runner no good, and a foul going to be called before the shot on Hoy.
Nice take by Brett Leho, putting his left hand, taking the middle right there.
That's Hoy's first foul. Five team fouls apiece. 6:04 left in the half. Steamboat leads by one. 15-14. Delta to inbound. That's Clay. Long outlet to the top of the key. And Bynum, he's going to be called for a travel.
Second straight travel for Ryland. 10 turnovers for the Panthers so far here tonight.
So I think Ryland went for the ball fake and instead moved his feet a little bit. Hoy with the basketball. Two more turnarounds from just inside the arc.
Mid-range game. You don't see that too much these days. A little mid-range game. A lot of the game, every level. Threes and layups.
Leho tries to drive. Misses the pass, but Delta gets it back. Leho from the right corner. Air ball's about three ball, and going back the other direction. Hoy looks to drive, goes baseline, kicks it back out, and that one's going to be knocked out of bounds by Delta.
Game of runs. You can feel the momentum switching. Delta had it there for a minute or two. Steamboat's got it back at this point. They're up 17-14, 5:24 left in the second.
I had that today after a bad breakfast burrito.
Yikes. That's a different kind.
Yes, I'm aware.
They're just three ball, no good. Rebound by Dinapoli.
Fight for the loose ball, and I think Easton Bear is going to get an over-the-back penalty for a foul there.
Is that two on Easton?
His first.
First one, that's good. You got to keep one of the Bear brothers out of foul trouble here. The wingspan decreases exponentially after those two guys.
Dinapoli inbounds to Sturgis in the right corner. Three ball, no good. Rebound by Delta up ahead to Leho, who gets the lane. Delta back within one. Dead almost overran the basket when he got down there. Had to kind of lean back to get that lane to go, but he got it. Steamboat now trying to work it inside. Dinapoli loses the handle. Leho comes up with it, and a foul going to be called on Steamboat. Again, hard work and grit by Brett Leho drew the foul.
He's playing a nice game. Brett's got 6 points, too, with that last layup. He had that handy little reverse layup after Landon hit him with a nice backdoor pass. Brett, what I love about it is he's playing so hard on defense.
Clay to Bynum. Bynum tries to get it inside. The Bear gets away from him. Leho comes up with it. Runner, no good. Loose ball. Johnson comes up with it, and they're going to call him for a travel. I think Tucker J said, I never had possession before I moved my feet.
I'd have to agree with him, Mark.
Lob up ahead to Campbell now. Adams into the left corner. And
they're going to call Easton Bear for going through that screen. Now we do have both Big Bears with two.
So I think Phillips is, nope, it's going to be Moore who's going to go to the line for 1-1.
You got to juggle the bigs here a little bit. Coach Ames might just leave them on the floor. You got to get some production. Tight game. Tight game.
officials with a discussion there. Just to the left of the top of the key before the 1-1 commences. Free throw is brought to you by Modern Appliance Company. It does look like Eric Bear is going to check back into the game. Front end is good by Moore. So Eric comes in for Easton. And he's got to, but I wouldn't say he's got to be careful. He's got to play. They need the interior presence. Second one is good, so it's once again a three-point advantage for the Sailors, 13-16. Bebo's backed off the press now. Looks like they're in straight 2-3. 4:20 left in the half. Clay brings it up. Stops. Pops. No good. Fight for the rebound between two Sailors. And now Hoy will bring it across the time stripe. Hoy looks to drive. Jump. Stop. Shot. No good. Rebound Clay. Back the other direction. Right to left. Lando to Bynum. Bynum dribbles. Drives. Kicks it back out to Landon. Tucker Jay for three from the left corner. Shot. No good. Rebound Steamboat. Boy out in front, one-on-one with Clay. Clay with the setup, take a charge, but Boy drops it off to Adams, and it's another bucket. It's 21-16 Sailors. Leho to Johnson. Johnson at the top, back to Bynum as his shot blocked as Johnson picks it up. Delta still with the ball. Leho, runner in the lane, no good. Foul going to be called. Playing a good game, kind of chucked that up, kind of quick shot it, and ended up getting fouled so he can get a chance to earn him from the line here. Brett's got six so far. We'll miss the first Modern Appliance Company free throw. Shaheim checks back into the game for Delta. Jeffrey Sturgis for Steamboat. Second shot, also no good from Brett. And the Steamboat comes up with the rebound. Adams to Sturgis. Now on the left side to Phillips. Excuse me, that's Moore. Back out to Adams. Adams now drives. 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Johnson. Tucker Jay in traffic loses the ball. They get it to Campbell. Campbell's shot is blocked. And Clay now has the basketball. Left elbow, back to the left corner, and Heim. Heim looks to dribble baseline, loses the handle. It's going to roll out of bounds. No, saved by Steamboat, and Phillips comes up with it. Phillips over to Adams. Adams across midcourt. Adams to Sturgis, back to Adams. Adams to Campbell on the right side. Back to Sturgis for three. That was long range.
That was about 26 feet. Well, I'll call the timeout. Delta with their first timeout ball. Steamboat's up by eight. Delta's doing a lot of good things here, Mark. A lot of good things. I love how Eric Bear is playing. Brett Leho. They got some good stuff happening. We got to be a little bit more patient on offense, get some good shots.
This is kind of how the last couple of games have been for Delta. You know, really good first quarters. Things start to kind of slide in the second quarter, and then right after halftime, they completely lose their momentum, and their opponent spreads out the score quite a bit.
Well,
quite the advantage.
But Delta is hard. I mean, they're playing hard. They're doing some good things on defense. I feel like they're playing pretty decent defense. Offensively, they just got to slow down and make sure they get some good shots. That's it. Maybe get something out in transition. You know, if they can get a steal or something, get Brett Leho out there. Get him another bucket with a layup and get this thing back on track. Steamboat went back to man-to-man.
Leho with the ball on the right side. They try to work it in. It's going to be knocked out of bounds by Adams. The Delta will maintain possession. Time with the inbound. It goes for Clay. Lando over to Leho on the right side. Little ball fake. Now dribble drive. Goes baseline. Runs into traffic. Loses the handle. And Leho tried to save the ball, but he was still standing out of bounds when he did.
Right.
2:08 left in the half. Steamboat leads 24-16. They have the ball. Adams across midcourt over to Sturgis. Sturgis back to Adams.
Delta staying in the matchup, but they're not pressuring the ball, Mark, like they were earlier. And that's a big deal.
Boy tries to work it inside, loses the handle, loose ball picked up by Tucker Jay. Johnson up ahead to Leho. Leho picks up his dribble, now gets to Clay. Clay to Leho. Brett looking to go inside to Johnson. Chucker on Campbell, has his shot blocked, and rebound Steamboat. Hoy, top of the key. Jump pass to Moore. Sturgis loses the handle on that high pass, and Heim comes up with it. He's across midcourt, up ahead to Johnson, back to Heim. Heim left side, over to Leho. Leho back to Clay at the top. 1:15 left in the half. Leho stops for a long-range three, no good. Rebound by the Sailors. They lose the ball. Clay for three, can't get it to rattle home. Rebound Steamboat. Delta with a little pressure, Merrill. That's Leho, who gets behind the play, now back in front. Moore over to Sturgis. Sturgis works it inside to Moore, back out. Campbell for three, no good, and there's a whistle. Eighth Steamboat turnover right there. It's actually Phillips there called for the travel. Delta will maintain possession with 49 seconds left. Nice pace to this game. Inside a minute here in the second quarter. This thing's moving along. Both teams are in the bonus, shooting 1-1. Bear Brothers back on the court at the same time as Tucker Jay will have a seat, and both have foul trouble. So this is the time of game where you do have to watch it a little bit. Play smart. Don't get a stupid third foul. Fine. With the basketball left elbow. To Bear. Long pass across the court to Clay. That was a high lob pass to Bear into the left corner. And Hines, three ball, no good. And a foul going to be called as Clay was trying to tip that one back out to somebody outside in the perimeter. And good block out by Landon. Landon can get back to the stripe, which is where he earned his first two here tonight. Over the back, called on Hoy. That's his second. And he's kind of their engine, Mark. Clay missed the front end there, so less than 30 now, and Steamboat has the ball. Hoy in the backcourt, guarded by Clay, up ahead to Sturgis. Sturgis over to Hoy. They work it inside to Campbell, now back out. Hoy on the right elbow. Hoy dribbles, looking to drive the lane. They kick it out over to Sturgis. Sturgis back to Adams. Adams. Hoy in the left corner, shot no good. Rebound Steamboat, blocked by Bear on the putback. Shot no good. Rebound by Eric Bear. And at the end of the first half, Steamboat leads 24-16. We're going to take a break. And after the break, my interview with FFA members. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
When you think appliances, think Modern Appliance Company in Delta. Modern Appliance has the best selection of appliances and electronics, including refrigerators, ovens, ranges, washers, dryers, and more. Friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable salespeople. Professional installations and service. Plus, easy finance options. What more could you ask for? Visit Modern Appliance today at 152 Main Street in Delta, or give them a call at 970-874-3337. Modern Appliance Company, sales, service, and parts for all your appliance needs.
There's never been a better time to build your brand than right now. We are 9Stories Creative, and we make commercials. Whether you're a big business, small business, or just getting started, we have the skills to make your brand stand out on network television, Hulu, YouTube, or anywhere on social media that you advertise. We've been bringing Hollywood-level production to Colorado businesses for years now. Find out how we can help you tell your brand story at 9StoriesCreative.com. Find us on Facebook or Instagram at 9StoriesCreative.
I'm here with a couple of FFA members, Paige K. Meyer and Aylin Bayless, and we're going to talk a little bit about FFA. Paige, we'll start with you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about FFA and what you guys do?
FFA is mostly just a lot of, it's not really for the country kids, it's for, like, everybody, and we all learn about, like, what agriculture does in our country and our community, and I feel like it's a lot of little, like, you have CDs and stuff, like little programs that really help people understand agriculture and also just teaches everybody about what it is.
And you say it's not for country kids. Obviously, FFA is Future Farmers of America, but it's more than just farmers.
Yeah, and a lot of people think that it's just for farmers, but I think it's for, like, it's really for everybody, because what we learn isn't just based, like, hardcore you to plant soil or whatever. It's a lot of just about like commodities and other things that our country needs for agriculture.
Very good. So, Aaron, what do you like about SSA? Why did you join, and what do you like about it?
Well, I joined because, kind of like anything, my family and everything, our long generation of farmers and everything. But what I personally like about SSA is it's like paid the same for everyone. And the best part about it is what we don't realize is everything around us is made from agriculture. The shoes that are on your feet, the clothes that you wear, the food that you eat on every day basis. It's all part of agriculture, and it's all, like, very important.
Very good. So you guys have a fundraiser coming up.
Yes.
The auction and Rocky Mountain Oyster Fry.
Yes.
So and when I say auction, it's the volunteer worker auction, for lack of a better way of putting it.
Yes.
So you're auctioning off members to do work. Tell me a little bit about that.
So this member auction, it happens every year, and what we do is Miss D comes up with groups for ag teacher, and then we go up on the stage here in the cafetorium, and on the stage we try to do things that will like look pleasing to all the buyers who are out here, and we basically turn ourselves off for 8 hours to work for those who buy.
Very good, very good. So, and you also will serve Rocky Mountain Oysters.
Yes.
Which we won't get into what those are. I am. If anyone wants to know, they can Google it and look it up online. But, you know, do you like Rocky Mountain Oysters?
Personally, no, which the good thing is there's other options. So if you don't like Rocky Mountain Oysters like me, then they'll have chicken and food for you.
Yeah, sure. What about you, Paige? Do you like Rocky Mountain Oysters?
I really like Rocky. Exactly.
I'm a fan. Obviously, I think, like anything, it depends on how they're prepared, and these will obviously be deep fried, along with the chicken fingers. So, Paige, tell me about, will you be participating in the member auction? Will you be one of the members that will be auctioned off?
Yeah, I will be one of the members auctioned off. And you don't ever know who you're going to be auctioned off to. So that's kind of a surprise, because you don't know what kind of work you're going to get into. But then at the same time, you don't have to be auctioned off. You can buy yourself for $100, or you can just not do it. But it's stocks are great a lot.
What does the, obviously this is a fundraiser, what do the funds go to?
It goes to a lot of the projects that we have, and we buy chapter t-shirts, and those, it also pays for that. But it also, I feel like it just pays for a lot of the trips that we go on, because in the spring, our state chapter is very busy with a lot of competitions, like state CDEs and district CDEs. And it pays for, like, the supplies we need to prepare for them, especially because there's a lot of different ones, and they all require, like, expenses that are kind of great, but it really helps with just those.
Helps offset the cost a little bit.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I wish you both luck with the auction and in the future with your projects and your competitions. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto. Guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer is your go-to agent in Delta for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. State Farm agent Jerry Weyer will help you mix and match things perfectly. Call 970-874-8626. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You need help to relax. Or maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stacy Sunicki of the Sunflower Room melt that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacy believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacy Sunicki at the Sunflower Room.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless, all-white chicken, and top-quality lean brown beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning, right in the restaurant, to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. We'll take pride in how we do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta. The Delta County School District would like to wish all students the best of luck this school year. Together, we'll work to create a safe and caring environment that will include all, so every student can achieve at the highest level in the classroom and on the field. Remember, you get out of school and life what you put into it. So study hard and stay away from drugs and alcohol. Delta County School District. Caring, challenging, learning. Every student, every day.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Welcome back to halftime here in the Panther Den. I'm Mark Canner along with Vaughn Mitchell, and not a bad first half for the Delta Panthers here against the Steamboat Sailors.
It was okay, Mark. I mean, they did so many good things, playing hard on defense. I think holding the Steamboat 24 points is fine, and they had to earn it. They didn't shoot a great percentage. We're just turning it over a little too much. We're minus four on the turnover margin here at halftime, and we're 3 of 7 from the free throw line, so you're shooting less than 50% from the stripe. That hurts. Guy only won 3 ball. Clayton Cryer knocked in that 3 for us, and we don't have any Tucker Jays not on the scoreboard yet. So that's a big deal. When you look at your leading scorer not being able to put any in here, he had 26 with 19 boards against Cortez. So I know, and that's part of the deal, like we talked last in the girls game about Taylor starting to press. You know, a kid that's used to scoring, and suddenly there's nothing. What do you do? And this one, I mean, we have 16 points, so it's not like there's the same kind of helpings that you had there in the girls' game. Tuck's just going to have to be patient, take his shots when he gets them, and Steamboat, you can obviously tell, has focused on shutting him down. Landon hit his first 2 free throws. He doesn't have another bucket, so we're struggling to score. It's really that simple. Even though we're getting some pretty good looks, we're getting some good post looks. That cross screen that Delta's setting is yielding some really good looks. So I look forward to continue that against Steamboat's man, and somebody's just going to have to knock it in. It's that simple. I hope it can come off some defense, Mark.
This is kind of how it was against Centauri and then again against Alamosa last weekend, where, you know, they were seemed to be shooting the ball and scoring, playing some good defense in the first half, and then the shots dried up for them. They, you know, about halfway through that second quarter, they just, the shots weren't falling, and you know, they just, the game got away from them.
Well, we have to correct that. No real foul trouble. The Bear Brothers, I think Clayton Cryer, those 3 kids have 2 fouls. So we just got to get going. I mean, we're down by 8. The kind of statement we make right here is going to matter here in this league game. I mean, we're in it now. I mean, we're playing. We got this one. We got tomorrow. You got Tuesday. Then you got, I think, next Friday and Saturday. And we're right in the middle of league time. So I can feel the energy. We got some good energy and a great crowd in here tonight, man. There are a lot of people here. That stage for the boys, yeah, sometimes we've seen that where they're splitting after the girls game. But there are a lot of people, a lot of Delta people here to watch tonight. Let's beat them. Let's get these guys.
Very important stretch for Delta, like you said, is a nice long stretch of league games over the next couple of weeks. Delta will have possession to start the half. Starters back on the court. Play over to Bynum, over to Bear in the left corner. Now Leho at the top, back out to Bynum, back around to Bear on the left corner. This pass going to be knocked away, but back out to Delta.
Steamboat opened in the 2-3. They're staying in the 2-3 here.
Clay with the basketball, works it inside to Johnson. Tucker thought about shooting, kicks it back out. Now Bynum on the right side. Bynum.
I like the pace. This is good, Mark. This is a 30-second possession. Made a foul, and that's Hoy. I think Hoy's 3rd foul right there.
Yeah. And obviously Hoy, the straw that stirs Steamboat's drink, if you can get him into foul trouble here early on in the second half, it could benefit Delta. They're going to take him out.
Yeah, at minimum, it'll take him out of his rhythm.
Delta to inbound. It's going to go to Clay. Clay, now to Leho on the right side. Brett dribble, sticks it up, works it in to Bear. Easton back out to Bynum. Ryland, 1 dribble, picks it up, over to Clay. 3 balls.
That's big. That was a 50-second possession, and we got the three ball. That's nice.
Sailors lead cut to 24-19 as Adams looking to match from the left elbow, left corner. That three ball no good, and Delta comes up with the rebound. Clay stops to the top of the key, goes to the right elbow in Leho. Leho,
get him another one. Get Landon another one right now.
Bynum stops and pops for three. It's good. No other two ball. Regardless, Delta within three now, 24-21, 6:35 left in the third.
Nice statement. That's the kind of statement we're talking about.
Steamboat almost loses the ball. They get it back. Adams, left elbow back out to Sturgis. Sturgis, long pass to Phillips on the left corner. Now back to Adams at the top. Adams. Two more. Back out to Adams. Long pass to Phillips on the left side. Now Sturgis. Sturgis. Long pass to Adams on the right corner for three.
Nope.
No good. Rebound Leho. Gets it stolen. Moore, turnaround jumper. No good. Rebound Leho again. Brett brings it up. This is to Clay as he crosses the time stripe. Lando direct traffic. Now gets it over to Bynum on the left elbow.
I think if Delta can score right here, Mikey Vandal call a timeout. Knock a three in. Get it to Landon. Get it out there.
Bear tries to work it into Johnson as he's coming out. Johnson, top of the key, now back to Leho on the right elbow. Couple of dribbles, now passes off to Bynum. Bynum drives in the lane, kicks it out to Tucker J. Off the glass, it's good. Proof of the harm.
Clark getting on the board with his first two. Nice little pass from Ryland Bynum right there. That's it. Nice answer. Delta's on a 7-0 run to start this. There's your timeout, Mark. 7-0 run to start this half. That's the kind of answer we're looking for right there.
So Delta coming out playing smart, patient basketball here to start the second half.
That first possession had a lot to do with that. East tried to skip it and it clanked it off the backboard. I'm not going to tell you it was exactly a thing of beauty, but by the time that kicked back out, Delta was patient, ended up getting it over to Landon, and he finished it at the end of about 50 seconds. With the three ball. Wow. I mean, that makes a statement. We come down and we get a stop right there, comes back, Ryland Bynum sticks one. It was on the line, otherwise we'd be looking at two straight three balls.
Yep.
Great work. Then we get another one. Brent Leho in there working the glass, comes on down, and we get the little kick to Tuck. Tuck finally on the board from Ryland there. Got the pass, and now he's going to shoot the and one. This could knot it up. This is a nice little answer. Steamboat burning their second time out right there.
The Sand One, sponsored by Modern Appliance Company, and it is good. Score tied at 24, 5.5 left in the third.
Boy, back in for the third. Delta extending the pickup point here. Looks like they're going to go a little 2-1-2, half court. I like it.
Boy, works it up ahead to Moore. They kick it back out. Phillips almost loses it from the left corner. Hoy drives the lane, gets the ball. In traffic,
double.
Jump with no good. Fight for the rebound. Loose ball. And it's going to go out of bounds off of
Steamboat. That's
yeah,
Delta ball.
So Delta gets possession back. Clay brings it across the time stripe. Over to Leho on the right elbow. Leho dribbles back left. Now to Bynum. Bynum, fake a pass. Make a pass to Clay. Back to Leho at the top. That one's tipped, but goes in the hands of Bynum. Bynum, long pass, far side of the court, and Leho. Delta's moving left to right. They work it inside to Johnson. Back out to Bynum.
Bynum nice right side. I like it. I like the
lead. It inside to Bear. Bear gets the handle. In the lane, and he's fouled. He's going up for the shot. He should be going to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws.
The screws are coming a little bit loose here for Steamboat. I like it. Delta's patience. This is good. This is good. It's working against them. That's the third foul right there on Phillips. They're big.
You talked a little bit about it in the first half, Delta just needing to slow things down and letting kind of the game come to them. And that's exactly what they've done here in the second half.
Credit to Tucker Jay. He could have forced a couple in there. He's had a couple middle catches, but he's been patient, kicked it back out, and that's what Delta needed.
Easton missed the second, but Delta's got the lead, 25-24. 4.5 left here in the third. Adams bring it up for the Sailors over to Hoy. Hoy over to Phillips on the left corner. They work it inside
to Campbell now back out.
Boy,
we're getting spread out a little bit here, Mark. I don't know what we're doing.
Boy drained the three, and the Sailors back up by two, 27-25.
We got spread out a little bit after we went to that press. Our half-court defense was getting just, I mean, we weren't the same kind of ball pressure that we had there for the first 3 minutes of this half. So I don't want to see us lose that.
Sturgis and Dinopoli check back in for the Sailors as Delta maintains possession. Inbound to the right corner at Leho. They work it into Tucker. Jay shot no good. Loose ball. Poy comes up with it. That short jumper by Johnson just not able to go in. That's going to be a foul on Bynum. And that'll be the first on Ryland.
Team foul number one.
It'll be the first team foul for Delta. Steamboat already has three here in the third. Inbound far right corner. Sturgis for three. It's good. And Steamboat starting to extend the lead again. It's 30-25. Clay across half court quickly. Gets it to Bynum. Over to Leho. Leho. Timeout called by Ames and Delta.
5 point margin. Delta's second timeout right there. And we're not pressuring the ball. These last two possessions, Mark, we haven't pressured it like we did that first 3 minutes. They got to sustain that level of intensity. And I don't know if it's a conditioning thing for them or just a lack of concentration, but they got to keep up that same effort.
Agreed. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Where can you get surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? At State Farm. Because State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is your one-stop shop in Delta for protecting your car and your stuff for a surprisingly great rate. So stop looking around. State Farm agent Jerry Ryer is ready to help. Call 970-874-8626 for your surprisingly great auto and renter's rate today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Mark Tanner, Vaughn Mitchell back in the Panthers. Then Delta will have possession following the timeout. 5 point lead for Steamboat, 30-25, 3:42 left in the third. Inbound to the Clay in the backcourt. They go over to Leho on the right side for three. Can't get it to drop.
Ooh.
Rebound by the Sailors. Looks like Moore hit the court hard, and a foul is going to be called on Johnson. That'll be Tucks first.
A little hit pointer there on the landing. How about the Delta kids here? They haven't sat down all night. I haven't heard them make any noise. I think they need to watch a little Kansas basketball. Maybe figure out a couple chants or something, but I admire the spirit.
Poy with the ball for the Sailors.
There we go. Yeah, we got our pickup point again.
They're going to turn the ball over up ahead to Leho. Leho 1-on-5 off the glass. It's good. Leho just took on the entire Sailors 5 single-handedly and dropped the bucket. Delta back within three as Poy tried to do it himself. Kicks it out to Dinopoli. Finger roll, no good. Rebound by Delta. Leho with the steal after the rebound, then he loses it, but Delta's going to get it back. Clay slows things down, over to Bynum for three left, elbow, good, Delta tied the score at 30.
Lattis got his fourth assist, Ryan's got 5 points now. Tie game.
Clay with the basketball. Gets it inside to Dinopoli at the free throw line, they kick it back out to Moore, left elbow is good, excuse me, corner is good. And it's 33-30 Steamboat. 2:30 left in the third. Leho to Clay. Back to Leho. Leho, left elbow. Excuse me, right elbow. Has a poke boot. Turnover, and Hoy's going to come up with it. He'll chin the ball. Now gets it up ahead to Moore. Sturgis. Hoy at the top. Hoy looking to drive to get to the lane.
Oh, that's too easy. Can't do that, Mark. You can't give up that kind of penetration from up top. I think that's going to be Ryan Bynum's second foul.
So we're going to get a substitution here for Delta as Shea Hine and Eric Baird come in. Easton and Leho will take a break.
Good minutes on the quarter. And they're leaving the shooter open in the corner again. Come
that
on, guys.
Sturgis for three. No good. Rims in and out. Hine comes up with a rebound. Now he'll bring it up. Gets it to Landon Clay as Clay comes across. Now back to Hine to Johnson. That'll be Ryland just inside the arc on the left side. Shot no good. He'll get it back, and a foul going to be called on Hoy. That's going to be his fourth. And he's going to be teed off. That's it. That's five. He's out of the game. So you're right. So, yeah, he is out of the game. Cole Campbell will check back in, and Tucker Jay going to be all by himself at the free throw line.
That's going to hurt him. Mark, that's a big deal right here. That is serious momentum change. Justin's going to get four free throws right here. Or I think, yeah, because he's the act of shooting. So, well, let's see. Let's see what they ended up calling. I don't know what they called on the regular foul.
Clayton Cryer checks into the game for Delta.
Attaboy, Cox.
Cox makes his first. Free throws, of course, brought to you by Modern Appliance Company. Delta within two. And within one, it's 33-32 Steamboat.
So it was a foul on the floor, and they just called the technical is what it was. So Tuck just got the technical, brought Delta to within one. But that's the fifth foul for Hoy. That's a big deal. That's their leading scorer, kind of the stir stick.
Time with the ball. They work it into Bear. Bear at the free throw line. One dribble, steps up, shot no good. Rebound by Steamboat. Sturgis will now run point for the Sailors as they work it up ahead. And a timeout going to be called by Mike Vander Vandal.
He's going to ice it, Mark. He's going to start taking time out of this game. He's going to try to limit the number of possessions, in my opinion.
So we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Can you help to relax? Maybe you have a pain in the neck. Let Stacey Nikki at the Sunflower Room help that pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Stacey believes through therapeutic touch, she has the power to restore and activate your healing potential. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. Gift certificates are available. That's 874-2939 for Stacey Nikki at the Sunflower Room.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Back in the Panther Den, I'm Mark Tanner along with Vaughn Mitchell. And after Ethan Hoy is fouled out of the game for the Sailors, after a technical foul, Delta has brought it to within 133-32 with a little more than a minute and a half left in the third. Cryer's back up top here.
We definitely got some subs in. You got three non-starters in the game here for the Panthers. Just got to keep pressuring the ball, guys.
Adams to Moore. Moore guarded by Cryer. They work it in. Campbell back out to Moore. Moore drive. Jump pass going to be knocked away. Loose ball. Fight for it. And a jump ball call. Steamboat will have possession, I believe. Blake Adams to inbound. Looking, goes to Sturgis in the left corner. They kick it back out. Campbell for three. It's good. And back to a four-point lead for Steamboat. Bynum brings it up. 60 seconds left in the third. Hine to Johnson. They work it inside to Bear. Eric looking to Hine. Hine back out to Fryer. Over to Bynum on the left side. He's in the left elbow, trying to work out of the double team. Jump pass, no good, and is picked off by Sturgis. Moore, back to Sturgis now. Sturgis, 35 seconds left in the third. Over to Adams now, back around the perimeter. Sturgis, back to Adams. I think he'll try to take the rest of the quarter here. Work it into Moore, back out to Adams. Sturgis, back to Adams. Over to Sturgis, Sturgis, Adams, 12 seconds. Adams, dribbles, drives the lane, stops, loses the handle, kicks it back out to Moore. Moore looking to drive from the elbow on the free throw line, shot no good. Rebound by Hine, and nearly hits the sound system in the rafters here. with that throw. But at the end of three, Steamboat leads 36-32. I think everybody's interested in coming back after the break.
It's a good game. It's a good game. That's a great base.
So we'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Taco Time was founded with the belief that fresh, real ingredients make better food. That means the freshest produce available. Crisp lettuce and onions, ripe tomatoes, tangy cilantro, and juicy limes. Taco Time uses 100% boneless, skinless all-white chicken, and top-quality lean-brown beef. Their chips, taco shells, salsa, and special sauces are made fresh each morning. Right in the restaurant to make sure that you get the freshest, tastiest food they can offer. This can climb in how we do things. It may not be the easy way, but it's the right way. Taco Time, open 8 to 8 at 707 Main in Delta.
Ace is the place for the house for hardware. Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thorax, Scotts, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Panthers have possession to start the fourth quarter. They try to work it inside to Eric Baer, and he loses the handle. Turn over to the Sailors. This ball is stolen by Delta, so both teams exchange possessions as Leho is on the left elbow, dishes to Hine. Hine inside to Johnson, back out to Clay for three. No good. Rebound. Baer can't get the and one to go, but he'll go to the line for two.
Nice reverse layup from Eric Baer. Got the board. Left side of the bucket. Gave it a little up and under. Came to this side showing some nice agility.
Eric can't get the first Modern Appliance Company free throw to go.
Soften up, young fellow. That had a little Shaquille O'Neal on it.
Can't get the second either off the back iron, and the rebound goes to Steamboat.
Free throws, Mark. Big deal. Big deal in a game like this. Low scoring, 36-32. Delta shooting less than 50%.
We talked about it.
We're not pressuring the ball again. We lost our concentration on pressuring the basketball. Come on, guys. Get up.
Adams works around Clay, kicks it over to Phillips. Phillips back out to Adams at the top. Adams, they work it inside. Now back out. Sturgis for three from the left elbow. Rebound goes to
nice Johnson. Rebound, Tucker Johnson.
Up ahead, girls. Step shot no good by Leho and out of bounds. Sailors will have possession. You and I talked about it before the game. You were watching a basketball game the other night. The team went 44-44.
Yeah, I think
it's the line and lost by one, or won by one.
Yeah, the pro game, Miami Heat. So, wow, what a difference they make.
Bynum checks back in for Hine.
Nice rebound by Tucker on that last possession here defensively. He's, you know what, Tucker hasn't scored much tonight. He's got 5 points, 3 of 3 from the free throw line. But he's playing a solid game. He's playing a smart basketball game.
Delta
shots are going to fall.
Delta down by 4, 36-32 as the Sailors working around the perimeter. Adams, some more inside to Dinah Pauly. Underneath, back out to Adams. Adams looking to drive, gets in the paint, gets it back out to Phillips. Phillips, now to Dinah Pauly. They go, try to go underneath, out of bounds to Oswald Phillips.
Eric Baer got a big old paw right in there and knocked it off his shin bone. Nice little play from Little Big there.
6:20 left in the game as Clay brings it across midcourt. Bynum ends up with the ball. Left corner and Leho. Leho brings it back out. Leho to Bynum. Bynum looking to drive. Nope. Picks up his dribble. The top of the key. Gets it to Leho. Now Clay. Clay.
Nice pass landed. Left hand touch.
Can't get it to go. Loses the handle on the rebound, and it's going to go out of bounds off the Sailors.
Landon's got some excellent vision. He did, dipped that pass into Tuck. Tuck just got to go quick with his left hand.
Inbound to Leho. Leho loses the handle, gets it back, Clay. Back to Leho on the right side. He'll dribble left. Try to work it into Johnson again. Loose ball and a jump ball going to be called. Steamboat's going to come up with the possession. So Sailors, bring it back. Adams, over to Moore. Back to Adams, left elbow. Now to Sturgis, the left corner, drives baseline, goes underneath. They lose the handle.
I tell you what, Mark, it's been a while since we saw a field goal in this game.
That was Dinofoli who went for the shot. He was fouled. He'll go to the line for two Modern Appliance Company free throws. It's going to be the third foul on Eric Bear.
I think you got to let him roll right now. Three's not trouble.
Napoli is misses that one. And makes the second, so it's 37-32, Steamboat, 5.5 left in the game. Delta on the perimeter, Clay. Vallejo on the right elbow, Vallejo to Bynum at the top. Bynum looks to drive in the lane, runner is no good, rebound Bear, put back no good off the glass, loose ball, Clay comes up with it. Now Vallejo, ball fake, now back out to Bynum to Clay.
Steamboat stayed in the 2-3 zone. Nice pass from Landon to Tucker again.
That one was
Phillips with a block. Yeah, defensive rebound, Steamboat. Good pass from Landon Clay, though. Got the right look. Under 5 minutes, 5-point lead for Steamboat Springs. Easton Bear at the bench at the scorer's table.
Adams in the lane. Shot no good at block. I think Aaron Bear got a piece of that one.
Little big with his second block.
Over to Bynum. Bynum, a little hesitation. Now goes 3-ball from Johnson from the left corner and finds nothing but air. Moore to bring it up. Almost has it knocked away from behind by Vallejo. Instead, gets it off to Adams before Shilo calls the timeout.
So here we go to the end game. I mean, we got 4:26 left in the fourth here. Mike Vandell's only got one timeout left. Coach Ace has three timeouts left. Delta's down by 5. I think what he's going to look to do is really start taking those 45, 50-second possessions if he can. And with Delta staying back in the matchup, if we don't come out and pressure the ball, it's going to be tough. Coach Ames is going to have to look at extending, even if they stay in the matchup. And it's nothing to panic about, but they definitely can't let him just play pass and catch out here, keep away for the rest of this game, limiting the possession. And we got to knock one in, Mark. We got to make it. We got to get a field goal.
Yeah, like you said, we really haven't seen a field goal from either team really in quite some time. You know, so
we need to hire that advanced stat crew that'll have that kind of that stat tube and feed that into our earpiece right here and let us know. But it'd be one of those deals where you see the little clock on the screen showing you how long it's been since you had a bucket. It's been a while for both teams.
Yeah. Yeah, if I could afford that, that's definitely something I would have.
I think the last thing we had was Tucker Jay. It was, wasn't it? Wasn't it that and one opportunity when Rylan Bynum set him the pass? So it's been a while since Delta scored, about 2-3 minutes.
So Steamboat with the possession on into the backcourt goes the inbound. Adams, as Delta comes out, Bynum on Adams. Over to Moore. Moore to Phillips. Phillips asking for some help. Back to Adams at the top. Now Moore. Long pass to Sturgis on the right side, steps inside the arc and to the left. Shot no good.
That was surprising to me, Mark. I didn't think they'd go that soon.
DiNapoli picked up the rebound. Now they go underneath. Runner by Sturgis, no good. Rebound by Delta.
Bynum.
Clay. Back the other direction.
I think that was a mistake possession. Delta's got to make him pay right here. Get a bucket.
And if you can, get a 3-ball. That will bring you within 2. Clay to Eric Bear. Jumper, no good. Rebound, Sailors. Adams brings it up, stops, pops, left-handed jumper, no good. Rebound, Bear, who has it knocked out by Sturgis. The Delta will keep the possession.
It's breaking loose here a little bit. It's kind of like the heavyweight fighters ready to take their swing. 37-32, here we go. Come on, Delta Panthers, knock in a 3-ball here, Landon.
Campbell back in for the Sailors. Slayton brings it across the time stripe over to Bynum. Bynum to Bear to Vallejo at the top. Back to Bynum on the left. He'll stop for a long-range three. No good. And the Sailors come up with the ball. 3 minutes left, a little more than 3 minutes, that is, here in the game. Delta down by five.
You got the right guy out there guarding them. Fred Lejo is just pressuring the ball all night long.
Adams to Campbell, back to Adams. Adams dribbles to his left now to Moore on the right elbow. Moore looking to drive, and Lejo is going to be called for the foul.
No problem. That's his first. I tell you, for a kid that's that active, that's amazing. He's played some kind of game defensively. I'm proud of Brett Lejo.
So neither team in the bonus yet. So Sailors.
Under three minutes now.
Sailors come down to the backcourt. Now bring it up. They almost lose it going over and back, but Moore able to regain the handle. Now Phillips to Moore. Moore. They work it into Campbell. Campbell looking for some room. Kicks it back out. That's going to be Moore. Shot no good. It's going to go out of bounds off of Steamboat. So Sailor's not able to score on that possession, and Delta getting the ball back.
Eric Bear's in there working. I am so impressed with the sophomore tonight. He has played some good basketball.
Tucker Johnson checks back in for the Panthers as Clay brings it up. Clay dribbles, runner in the lane. It's good off
the line.
Attaboy, Landon. Delta's going to call a timeout. The bank is open late tonight as Delta's now down by 3, 37-34, 2:15 left in the game. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online.
A&M Creations on Main and Delta is creating dishes you've heard of in new and exciting ways. Steaks, seafood, burgers, and more, plus a monthly sushi menu and prime rib every Friday and Saturday night. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping at A&M Creations on Main. A&M Creations on Main, voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant at 305 Main Street in Delta. Let the creators at A&M Creations give you a complete dining experience.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports.
Student section back on their feet coming out of the timeout. Mark Hanner, Von Mitchell with you, 2:15 left in the game. Steamboat leads 37-34, extending some pressure now.
Delta's gone 2-2-1 here. Steamboat has broken it, got it into the half court here. Good pressure.
Moore with the basketball is going to be fouled. And I think that might put Steamboat into the bonus. It's going to be the second personal on Lejo. Nope, only the 16th foul. So timeout.
That's it for Steamboat. Last timeout. So James has two timeouts left. That's bounce in game. It's a one possession game. Steamboat's playing with no timeouts.
So once again, Steamboat leads 37-34, 1:59 left in the game. And Delta sending a little pressure there as Steamboat was trying to get across half court.
Really good move, and they're playing with the intensity to win. They're doing what they got to do to win. I just see so much hope, so much potential in this group, really. Eric Bear has played a great game tonight for a 10th grader. He's got to get a little shooting touch to him. But, man, maneuvering around the bucket and just contending and competing for rebounds and blocking shots, I've been impressed with him, and I think that's why he's got so much playing time tonight. He's been a difference maker in this good matchup against this bigger Steamboat team right here. So he's played great. I've been really impressed with Brett Lejos. Ball pressure tonight, getting out in the passing lane, and just pressuring the ball like crazy. Brett's got 8 for the night. He's leading the Panthers in scoring here.
So the Sailors will have possession after the timeout. Clay Bynum, Lejo, Eric Bear, and Johnson on the court for the Panthers. Inbounds goes to Sturgis. They try to work it in. Now back out, right corner, dribbles in, baseline, lay-in, good. No good. He missed it. Off the back iron was Adams, and Delta has the ball with 1:45 left, down by 3. Lejo, right elbow, dribbles back to the top, gives to Bynum. Bynum to Clay. Clay works it in, back out. Oh, is that knocked out by Steamboat?
Called a deflection, yes.
Tucker Jay trying to go to Bear in the corner, and it went out of bounds.
If Eric would have cut to the bucket, he's got to get a little bit of sense about when to go. Tucker could have hit him with a little bounce pass.
Bynum, left side, drives baseline, loses the ball. Loose ball. Steamboat gets it back. Bynum wanted the foul. Didn't get it. Adams with the ball for Steamboat. Picks up his dribbles in a double team. They get it out to Sturgis. Long pass to Phillips on the far side. Back to Adams at the top. Over to Sturgis. Little tries to go with the ball fake. Instead, travels and turns the ball back over to Delta with 61 seconds left in this game.
He got dead leg. He got dead leg through the little knee bone to the thigh bone.
Delta still down by three, 37-34.
Under a minute left, 13th Steamboat turnover. Here comes Landon Clay.
Lejo gets it from Clay. Now Bynum at the top over to Clay on the left side. Now Johnson for three. Ball game tied at 37, 42 seconds left in the game. Steamboat might be playing for the last shot here. Adams works it in. Moore back out. Phillips back around to Sturgis. Now Adams. Adams top of the key in a double team. Passes out of it. Sturgis, no, excuse me, Moore.
They have no timeouts.
Inside Sturgis runner, no good. Loose ball. Phillips gets it, kicks it out to Moore. Left elbow back to Sturgis. Now Adams on the right side, 10 seconds left. They work it in, back out. No shot. Adams works it in. Moore runner is good. Delta needs to hurry. No, timeout going to be called by Delta.
Rob should have got, he got the timeout. We'll see what, how much time. Should give him like 1.5. Oh, my goodness. He stuck that bucket right from about the six-foot mark. He's giving him 2.8. That's good. That's the right move. Delta will have it. The length of the floor. You can't advance it with the timeout like you can in the NBA, even though some, at least, lower-level officials think you can. Delta will get it. They're going to have 84 feet to go. 2.8, which means you can catch, make a move.
Yep.
Three ball wins it.
Yes,
three ball wins it after that clutch three from Tuck right there. And a nice pass from Landon Clay. Landon's got 5 assists on the night.
I do want to give Austin Moore some credit there on that last floater. He had some nice touch on it to go, give his team the lead here with 2.8 seconds left.
Yeah, and Steamboat was doing that without a timeout, but just trying to, they were trying to keep it level. I tell you, with momentum changing when Hoy got that timeout or when he got that technical foul, it changed things up as far as how Steamboat would like to be doing stuff.
Well, and honestly, it changed the entire complexion of the game. Delta kind of got that boost and that momentum a little bit, and they definitely built off of it here. 39-37, Steamboat with the lead. 2.8 seconds left. Delta to inbound from underneath Steamboat's basket. Clay goes to Lejo. Lejo dribbles. One.
That's going
to
go
to half quarter. Oh, just misses.
Final score. Steamboat.
And Delta not able to pull it off. And
Steamboat gave him the inbound pass right there. They got it to Brett. Tough one. He got off a shot from about half court. If it would have went, that would have been the ball game. 39-37. Low scoring affair here today. Panthers got Coleridge tomorrow.
We'll take a quick break and come back to the post game. You're listening to Delta Panther Sports on Audio Sports Online.
Are you looking for a hearty and satisfying breakfast or lunch? Look no further than Spice Cafe in Delta. Spice Cafe is a veteran-owned scratch kitchen. Before he took over as owner, Timmy learned all about baking the bread fresh from scratch daily. That includes the buns and cinnamon rolls. Oh, the glorious cinnamon rolls. Folks come from the afar to eat what Spice Cafe is serving up. Check out their Facebook page to learn about their daily specials and anything else Spice Cafe is cooking. Open Wednesday through Sunday inside the Columbine Mall in Delta. Spice Cafe, where Delta County eats.
Ace is a place with a helpful hardware.
Delta Ace Hardware has been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. They offer a wide variety of paint, tools, lawn and garden, and so much more. Virtually anything you'll ever need to fix, repair, and maintain your home, plus everything in between. With all the best brands under one roof, like Benjamin Moore, Traeger, DeWalt, Craftsman, Steel, Thorough, Goss, and more. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive truly is your one-stop everything shop. Delta Ace Hardware, the helpful hardware place.
Are you ready to finally have the kitchen of your dreams? Whether your style is rustic, traditional, or contemporary, Delta Cabinet Company can help make your dreams a reality. We have hundreds of options in colors, wood, and door styles to satisfy every design. Our in-house kitchen designers have more than 20 years experience helping clients with every budget. So don't put it off any longer. Stop in our showroom and take a look at what Delta Cabinet Company can do for you. We are located at 696 Industrial Boulevard in Delta, or visit our website at deltacabinetcompany.com.
The Delta County Independent is your family-owned local community newspaper, providing quality news coverage since 1883. The Delta County Independent is the official newspaper of Russia and covers all of Delta County, and they want to hear from you. Submit your story ideas by visiting deltacountyindependent.com. You can also check out all the local news reports from around the Delta area. Want to advertise? Get in touch to request more information by visiting the website or calling 970-874-4421. The Delta County Independent. Keeping Delta County informed.
You're listening to Delta Panther Sports.
Welcome back. Delta dropped a tough one here to Steamboat, 39-37. But, you know, they played an absolutely great game tonight, Boston.
They played good, Mark. They had some good things. And they had some shots at it. That was clutch. That Tuck tied that thing up right there. And really, they had to make a defensive stand. Ball kicked around a little bit. Steamboat drove. Got that little floater in the lane and knocked it in. And I know they wish they'd got a little better look there at the end with 2.8 left. But Tucker had 8. Brett Leho had 8. And, look, they played hard. If they play defense like that, they're going to win some games in this league. But they got to go talk about it right now, and then they got to put it behind them because tomorrow's Coleridge, which I have to tell you is a very similar team. Right here in this mix, right here in this 39-37 mix, I think we can have some more games like this, Mark, and I know that they all want to come out on top. I mean, I looked at them, looked at Brett Leho, looked at Eric Bear at the end of the game, those youngsters, and those guys want to win, and so they're going to. There's going to be some of those.
So you're absolutely right. And the boys, again, play after the girls tomorrow. They're scheduled for 4 p.m. We'll see how true to the schedule that holds. You never know. You can catch my streaming, my live stream coverage live right here on Audio Sports Online. Once again, the final score of tonight's boys' games, Steamboat 39, Delta 37. You've been listening to Delta Panthers Sports on Audio Sports Online. For Vaughn Mitchell, I'm Mark Canner. Have a good night.